citizens come to me and tell me that something didn't seem right. Something didn't seem right in our local city council elections. Something didn't seem right in our county from years ago to the 2020 election. And they wanted answers.
Another voter contacted the office after learning from the state's ballot tracking system that their ballot had been turned in by someone else. Election officials began comparing signatures and noted some of them appeared to be signed by the same person. They launched an investigation, but not before three of the stolen ballots had already been counted. Those ballots cannot be retrieved, and the votes will count, but the three voters will receive new ballots.
This shows the resiliency of our process here in Colorado, that if somebody tries to do nefarious things, it will be discovered through our processes.
And I said, you know what? If there's a there, we'll find it. And I've made that pledge to the citizens of Mesa County and all over Colorado that the people elected me. Not the Secretary of State.
Passwords for Colorado's voting systems were posted online for anyone to see for months, if you knew where to look. Democratic Secretary of State Jenna Griswold's office apparently posted them online by accident. Griswold's office found out last Thursday and had not told the county clerks who actually run elections. Then the Colorado Republican Party went public today, demanding that Griswold secure those voting machines. And it sounds like what you're saying is the only people investigating the actions of your office are your office, unless I'm mistaken. Is there an outside agency that is investigating what happened in your office?
We unfortunately had a civil servant upload a spreadsheet with some passwords to voting equipment. That is not the passwords needed to access the voting equipment. You need two sets of passwords. That is the full extent of it. We disclosed that immediately to federal agency CISA that has oversight of the nation's elections, and we've been working with them.
Those BIOS passwords, 670 of them, from 63 counties out of the 64 counties in Colorado, have been on the public website for the Secretary of State, which means they were out there for anybody to grab. She should be locked up, and they should throw away the key and let me loose.
Yeah, we need a prisoner swap.
Tina Peters, former Mesa County clerk in Colorado, was convicted in 2024 on 7 counts, including felony charges for allowing unauthorized imaging of Dominion voting machines in 2021. She argued that her actions were intended to preserve election records before a state-mandated software update that would have erased them, believing this was her duty to ensure transparency amid public concerns about the 2020 election. Peters acted without criminal intent and argued that the imaging did in fact reveal potential vulnerabilities in the voting system. She was then sentenced to 9 years in prison, a term that is clearly cruel and unusual and a violation of her Eighth Amendment rights, as her offense sought no personal gain. Federal prosecutors from the U.S. Department of Justice under the Trump administration filed a statement of interest in her federal habeas corpus petition, expressing reasonable concerns about the state trial judge's repeated inflammatory remarks.
You are no hero, you abused your position, and you're a charlatan who used and is still using your prior position in office to peddle a snake oil that's been proven to be junk time and time again. Your lies are well documented, and these convictions are serious.
President Trump has called her a political prisoner and demanded her release.
The Deputy Attorney General in the federal government is working, Todd Blanche, is asked the Bureau of Prisons to find any way they can legally to move Tina Peters out of Colorado State Prison and into federal prison. Now, that could signal several things. One, they're worried about her safety. Two, that she might become a witness in some future federal investigation. Therefore, having her in federal custody would be a part.
Peters remains incarcerated in a Colorado prison and housed among violent offenders despite being 70. She is reportedly in poor health after she previously underwent treatment for lung cancer, resulting in the partial removal of one of her lungs, which has left her with chronic respiratory vulnerabilities. Free Tina Peters today, releasing her pending full...
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug the Irish Sea Moss. Was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. Mm. All that stopped with the Sea Moss because it's a thyroid issue, and the Sea Moss has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The Methylene Blue. Yeah, the Methylene Blue, life changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. It's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his supplement formula. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together, and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good.
You can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Good morning and welcome to The American Journal. We're excited that you're all joining us. Happy Wednesday, everyone. Oh, we're halfway there. We're halfway there, and we're excited that you're jumping on board with us today. A lot going on in the world today. A lot happening here. So thanks for being here. All right, guys. As you just saw, free Tina Peters, we played that clip before we started the show today in regards to the latest on Miss Tina Peters. She is still currently sitting in a Colorado prison, obviously a political prisoner, and it's outrageous that that's happening because she is a whistleblower and she is someone who should be protected. But she should not be sitting in prison right now. She should be celebrated for what she tried to expose back in 2020. And folks, you know, I had the honor of speaking with Miss Tina Peters a couple of times before she went in, and she's an incredible, incredible woman and someone we should all strive to be more like. She is brave. She is a patriot, and she truly loves this country and had nothing to lose. She sacrificed so much for this country. She had nothing to lose, and she wanted to make sure that our elections were sacred and preserved, and that's exactly what she did. So the fact that she's still sitting in prison is outrageous. Colorado shouldn't receive a penny in federal funding until she is released. Tina Peters is a political prisoner, and I want to keep reminding our audience of just that. And there's a lot more happening around the world today, a lot more to expose. The rhinos are really just going out of control. Yesterday, I gave you a scoop yesterday, if you follow me on Twitter. It was in regards to a census vote. I'll detail it for you, but there was a census vote yesterday that was, well, it didn't go as planned. And I'm finding out from actual congressional members who have reached out as to why that all happened yesterday, why that census failed yesterday. It's very, very important that we discuss just that. I am hearing that Corey Mills is the reason why they decided to not go through with it. I've reached out to Speaker Johnson's office. I'll give you the latest in just a few moments. Plus, we're also going to be discussing that Saudi dinner that happened last night. President Trump is doing his very best to try to cut deals with the Saudis. He is also going to be hosting a summit in just a few hours as well about their investments in the United States of America, obviously. And I don't know how you want to feel about that, but we'll bring it to you live when it does begin. We've got our eyes all over the place, too. We've also got our eyes on the Epstein saga that happened yesterday. As many of you guys know, there was a lot going on there. And, you know, we rarely actually cover it because I think it's a distraction in regards to what the rhinos have been doing to manipulate the Epstein stuff. I think all of this is a distraction at this point. I think it's very important for us to cover Epstein. I think it's very important for us to demand the Epstein files. But I think it is becoming a distraction only because, you know, the only thing that we've learned over the last few weeks of covering the Epstein stuff is that Democrats were actually texting Jeffrey Epstein, sending him emails. That's what we know now. But in the long run, there are so many issues that have just been placed on the back burner in the mainstream media, and it's intentional. That's the reason why they did what they did. They intentionally did those selective email dumps, Democrats I'm referring to, just, what, hours before President Trump was expected to reopen the government after being shut down for 43 days. This is all strategic. And again, I'm not going to call it a hoax. It's not a hoax. What has happened thus far is absolutely egregious. It is a dark, dark stain on American history. But everyone is involved in it, and everyone's involved in the cover-up. I'm going to walk you through the latest details because, you know, Speaker Johnson's sitting here, and he's making comments, too, that are very just disheartening,
disheartening at this point. So we'll detail that today as well. Plus, I'll be joined by Congressman Keith Self. Now, he is a Texas congressman, very outspoken on the issue related to Islam. And yesterday, a lot was happening in Texas because it's been garnering a lot of national attention. Texas right now is obviously dealing with a hostile takeover of Islam right now. They are really doing their very best to infiltrate, and they've done just that in Texas. So obviously, it's gaining so much attention that even Republicans in the state, the Rhino Republicans, are being forced to confront the issue. Yesterday, we detailed how the governor in Texas, Greg Abbott, was doing just that. But folks, it's probably a little too late at this point. And he's just doing the bare minimum, the bare minimum. So the congressman, Congressman Keith Self, is going to join us today. And I got a lot of questions for him because he is pushing for on the federal level a lot of key legislation. And he's also going to be giving a speech later today as well. So we look forward to having him on to discuss that right after he finishes the show. He is actually going to go over to the House floor and give a speech on Islam. And so we look forward to getting some insights and giving you the exclusive as to what he plans on discussing. Plus, Sarah Gonzalez also going to be joining the show today. I don't know where I'm at today. Sarah Gonzalez will be joining us. She's obviously one of the great personalities over at The Blaze, but she's got a lot to talk about. Yesterday, she was very critical of Greg Abbott because, well, the federal court yesterday, the three-judge panel decided to rule against the state of Texas. And ultimately, what they've done, well, they've decided that our redistricting maps are not going to be implemented. Sarah was one of the first to tweet about it, also rightfully call out Greg Abbott. Because a judge in that case is literally saying that it was race-driven. So we will have Sarah Gonzalez joining the program today to get her take on all that. Plus, I'll be taking your calls as well later on in the show. And you know I love doing just that, so we look forward to it, of course. But a lot happening, a lot that needs to be debunked. And I've got a lot of other stories that you probably didn't even know were taking place. Miscellaneous stories, what I like to call them. We just toss them in and like, this is everything that you probably had no idea was going on in the world today. So let's kick things off. Let's talk about the Saudi dinner. Okay, so yesterday President Trump held a White House dinner with the Prince of Saudi Arabia, and he's been doing his very best to try to bring Saudi Arabia back to the table, trying to do business deals with them. And yesterday was highlighting just that. Yesterday, while we were watching the dinner, I was watching clips online, and the Pfizer CEO was there. Just absolutely disgusting every time I see that. Elon Musk was there, which was a good sign. But it was very, very interesting because the Saudis are now apparently investing $1 trillion, possibly. Trump made that announcement yesterday. We'll play that for you right now in clip one. Take a listen.
This opening up of the new avenues of cooperation between the United States and Saudi Arabia is really unprecedented. And on that trip, Saudi Arabia announced that it will invest an incredible $600 billion. That means jobs. That means jobs. It's also good for your companies, but I'm only interested in the jobs for your company. I'm not interested in the profits, but I guess the profits are there too. But $600 billion in the United States. And today I said, any way you can up that? And he said, I am going to up that to $1 trillion. So he's investing $1 trillion into the United States.
Sounds good, President Trump, spinning that. I don't know why we're doing this. This doesn't sound like Make America Great Again. Although, yes, it is an investment in America, obviously. The reality of it is, do we really need the Saudis? Do we? President Trump is also saying that they are one of our major non-NATO allies these days, and he announced that just yesterday in clip two. I want you to take a listen to that as well. Listen in.
Okay, so that's why tonight I'm pleased to announce that we are taking our military cooperation to even greater heights by formally designating Saudi Arabia as a major non-NATO ally, which is something that is very important to them. And I'm just telling you now for the first time because I wanted to keep a little secret for tonight. I just heard him say, oh, that's nice. That's another point you won today. And signing a historic strategic defense agreement, which we just signed a little while ago. So congratulations. It's out there.
All right, a couple of other announcements Also taking place, but those are the two major ones. We're keeping our eye, though, obviously, on that summit that's expected to begin around noon today over at the White House. Once that begins, we'll bring it to you if there's breaking news, obviously, coming from that. But the Saudis are expected to be there. And it's an investment summit, so we're probably going to hear more details on that $1 trillion investment the president was speaking on. But the good news is it was good to see Elon Musk back at the White House. If we could celebrate anything, let's celebrate at least that. It's good to see that President Trump and Elon Musk are back to good terms, back on good terms. Because, folks, the people that we all strongly dislike wanted to divide these two men because they're very powerful together. They are very powerful together. And so to see him back at the seat at the White House last night at the dinner was incredible to see. So this is good news, very, very good news for the rest of us who just love to see Elon Musk front and center these days. All right, let's keep talking, though, because we got a lot to go on. Obviously, the Epstein stuff yesterday was a big deal. And I know so many people were gunning for that yesterday. They wanted to see the House and the Senate both pass the Epstein file release. I think a lot of people were a little distraught when they realized that the DOJ could start redacting things. I've always kind of known that that was going to be the case. I don't know if we're really going to find out much from these files, honestly. I think anything that we would have wanted to know about certain key deep state people, operatives, whatever you want to call them, I think that's probably been gone, tossed out already. But it was good to see, I guess, the House and the Senate both come to the agreement on all of this. Interesting enough, though, when it comes to this, you know, what they're referring to as a new Russiagate over at the Media Research Center, they covered how much time was given to kind of plague President Trump regarding this Epstein coverage. Obviously, the people that didn't really want to talk about Arctic Frost, well, they're front and center when it comes to trying to slander President Trump and pretend like he somehow, some way had some type of deal with all of this in regards to Epstein. Well, look at this. ABC News, according to Media Research Center, spent 358 minutes covering the Trump angled all of this. Again, Trump isn't main character in any of this, but they still focused on that. Also, NBC spent about 276 minutes and CBS 187 minutes as well. So, folks, this isn't really surprising to me, of course. The mainstream media obviously does the legwork of the Democrats, and they were looking to do the spinning on all of this. But the only thing we've really learned over these last few days is that Democrats were the ones who were sending Jeffrey Epstein love notes. They loved their donations from him, even after he was a convicted pedophile and everyone knew what he was up to. You see, President Trump didn't really know who he was. When he found out who he was, he quickly kicked him out of Mar-a-Lago. That's the difference. That's the difference. And so now you have all of these awful, awful people who are now being outed. Remember, folks, last week, Democrats intentionally released three emails in an attempt to try to link President Trump to Jeffrey Epstein again. And when that failed, well, all it did was really expose who they are. Because thousands and thousands of more emails highlighted, well, what we now know, that they were the ones who were actually in communication with Epstein. And the narrative is clear. The narrative is clear. They are trying their very best, and by they, I mean the media and Democrats, they are one at this point. They are trying their very best to continue to push this narrative as if President Trump had some heavy involvement in all of this. And they're trying to embarrass him. Take a listen to clip three, because this one's important. In clip three, you're going to hear a reporter, a so-called reporter from ABC News. And she's just such a garbage reporter that she continues to try to embarrass the president while he's having meetings with foreign leaders by asking the same questions about Epstein. Take a listen.
Mr. President, why wait for Congress to release the Epstein files? Why not just do it now?
You know, it's not the question that I mind. It's your attitude. I think you are a terrible reporter. It's the way you ask these questions. You start off with a man who's highly respected, asking him a horrible, insubordinate, and just a terrible question. And you could even ask that same exact question nicely. You're all psyched. Somebody psychs you over at ABC. You're going to psych it. You're a terrible person and a terrible reporter.
You gotta love the honesty there. Obviously, her tone was absolutely disrespectful. And to ask this in front of a foreign leader, how dare you? How dare you? You see, this is what they're trying to do. They are trying their very best to take away from what President Trump's doing, whether you agree with it or not. He is trying his very best to bring other countries to the forefront and work out deals. You don't have to agree with it. You just have to admit that he's at least trying. That's something the last regime did not do. And so what does ABC News do? Well, they send in their bully reporter to go out there and try to embarrass the president. All she did, though, was embarrass herself. Now the entire world sees that she's an absolute idiot. An absolute idiot. And I love the fact that you get to see her facial reaction as the president destroys her for about 37 seconds. She's earned it. She's earned it. You don't speak to the leader of the United States like that, in that tone especially. The level of disrespect that woman has is off the charts. And I was going to her ex page yesterday, just scrolling through, and she posted this video, and it was up on ABC News too, as if she was some type of incredible journalist prior to asking that question. She's a garbage journalist, and so are many of the individuals over at ABC News. I know this because I've worked with a couple of them. It's crazy. There's something that happens too. There was one reporter who I worked with when I worked in local news over in West Palm Beach, and I truthfully thought he was actually kind of conservative. He was very close with the Governor Ron DeSantis' group of staffers, and then drastically changed when he made his way to D.C. for a role over at ABC. And I'm sitting here and I'm wondering, why is he being such a jerk? There's one interview that he did with Trisha McLaughlin over at DHS, the spokeswoman for them, she was great. His first name is Jay. I'm trying to remember what his last name is. She like totally rips him after he tries to grill her on one of those MS-13 gang members that were being deported. And again, these are the kind of people who rise to the top in the corporate media world. They're just leeches. They can't break good stories. They just go in attack mode. They win extra points when they go after the president of the United States, when they go after members of his administration. So that's why they do it so often. And it's so disgusting to see, but this is what happens. I mean, I saw it firsthand. This guy, Jay, worked in the West Palm, local affiliate for West Palm News. I'm trying to remember what the call sign was on that one too. It's a blur at this point. The corporate media world is an absolute disgrace. And I try to black out my memories of being there. But again, this was somebody who I never even really thought was going to be someone who was going to have a real bias until you see him front and center over at ABC News. And it's elevated his career. He's now at the desk. I see him on Sundays, I believe it was. On Sunday, he's sitting at the desk on a primetime slot. And it's pretty impressive to sit there and see. I'm impressive. I'm being sarcastic because, again, in media, when you go after the White House, not any White House, Trump White House, they seem to elevate you. They seem to elevate you. And that's what we've seen time and time again. People are an absolute disgrace. Let's keep it on the topic of the Epstein file dump because it's interesting. Again, I'm going to keep highlighting this. We've learned a lot, but we're learning a lot only because the documents Democrats didn't want you to see. You see, they intentionally missed the emails, the text messages of their own allies sending to Jeffrey Epstein. Hakeem Jeffries is now under fire, obviously, and it's for the right reasons. The Epstein document dump obviously now reveals that Hakeem's consulting firm reached out to Epstein to arrange a dinner between the two of them. Take a look at this. This was released yesterday. Not sure if you saw this letter, but this one's important. This one's important mainly because it's what they don't want you to see. It's what they don't want you to see. It is incredible that these people thought they were going to get away with this. Absolutely incredible. Absolutely incredible. We are thrilled to announce that we are working with Congressman Hakeem Jeffries, one of the rising stars in the New York congressional delegation, sometimes referred to as Brooklyn Barack. Brooklyn's Barack. Imagine that. We get here. Just think he's a cheap version of Barack Obama. But I just think it's hilarious. I think it's absolutely hilarious. So they were trying to arrange this dinner. And obviously Hakeem Jeffries wants nothing to be a part of this these days. But obviously he was looking for a big, big check, as Dems do. Take a listen to clip 4, because CNN actually asked him about this yesterday. And his response was very telling. Take a listen.
I'll ask you about you, because the White House has been highlighting an email that I'm sure you've seen today. That Jeffrey Epstein got in 2013. They say it shows you were soliciting money and dinner from an Epstein. The email was not sent from you. It was sent from a political consulting firm called Dynamic SRG. that says, we are thrilled to announce we are working with Congressman Hakeem Jeffries. Shoot us an email or give us a call if you would like to get involved. What's your response? Do you recall that email being sent to Jeffrey Epstein from that team?
Yeah, of course, I have no recollection of the email. I've never had a conversation with him, never met him, know nothing about him other than the extreme things that he's been convicted of doing. And that's why, you know, I'm just strongly supportive of the effort, backing the survivors to make sure that everything can come out, whatever is in those Department of Justice files.
So you never got a donation from Jeffrey Epstein or anything like that?
Certainly not.
Okay, so that's the key point in all of this. As he continues to deny it, it's important to remember, folks, that this was taking place in 2013. So everyone knew he was a pedophile by then. This was well documented. So although Hakeem Jeffries will downplay all of this, it's important to know that these people are absolutely garbage. Absolute garbage. These are the people who continue to go out there and say, we're supporting the survivors. Why have you all of a sudden now decided to support the survivors, Hakeem Jeffries? Because for the last, 4 years when Joe Biden was occupying the White House, you didn't care for the survivors. But now all of a sudden you felt this wave of inspiration where you pretend to align with sexual assault survivors. It's absolutely disgusting that this is what this country has come to, and it's really infuriating that this is the fight that we continue to have to battle again and again and again. These people find themselves having to defend themselves because, well, they have been dealing with a known pedophile for quite some time, but they didn't care because they were getting donations. And they thought maybe a consulting firm will be the buffer between them and Hakeem Jeffries. Well, it just highlights how desperate they were to directly align themselves with Jeffrey Epstein, just for a couple of dollars. It makes you wonder, what have Democrats done to truly get more donations at this point? And again, it's both parties. I don't think one party is better than the other. That would be a foolish take to have. But I will say that Democrats definitely continuously find themselves aligning with pedos. Now, I could sit there and be naive and pretend like I had no idea this was happening. But I'd love to see, was there a response? Clearly, he would have not rejected that meeting. He's not in a place where he could reject those types of meetings. And so I think it's extremely telling when we sit back and we watch these types of clips, when these idiots are confronted with their own level of stupidity. These are the people who are trying to lecture President Donald Trump on some type of moral high ground as if they stand on it. They stand for nothing. They've aligned with pedos over the last few years, and they continue to do just that. And the reality of it is when Joe Biden himself was accused of being one, none of them spoke out on the issue. None of them cared to talk about the survivors then. None of them cared. Folks, I want to remind you, we're going to continue to dive into all of this. Plus, I'll give you an exclusive as to why all of a sudden a census yesterday was completely rejected thanks to rhinos. In the meantime, though, I want to tell you all to head on over to thealexjonesstore.com because we have a limited sale that's not going to last for a long period of time right now. We've got two sales going on right now. Number one, with every order, you're going to get a free flag. Starting today, every order placed will receive a free mystery flag. Add any of the amazing products to your cart, and you're going to get that free flag automatically. Now, you could also stack that up with the free $10 that we have going on right now. You get a free $10 credit. No minimum to spend over at thealexjonesstore.com. And as a reminder, every purchase over at thealexjonesstore.com gets you about 25 times entries, more entries, to win a badass Jeep 392. Am I saying that right, folks? Who knows? I just like the car. I know nothing about vehicles, but it's a cool car. I'd actually probably want that one. So head on over to thealexjonesstore.com right now. And make sure you indulge in this sale. More on the way. Don't go anywhere.
Ladies and gentlemen, our ultramethylene blue is the best medical grade there is. It's so good for your body. We have nothing but rave reviews. It is so crazy good. But even if you buy it and don't like it, which we've had out of like 500 people I've given it to, three didn't have any effect. Every person on air I've given it to absolutely loves it. And it's so good for you. Super energy, within 30 minutes, no letdown, and you even sleep better on it. It's crazy. It's unbelievable. We have the best at thealexjonesstore.com. And we have all the other great products. I know our CMOS doesn't sound sexy, or Shilajit doesn't, or bovine colostrum. Whatever's the best, whatever's the highest rated, whatever absolutely delivers That's what we sell. So take action now. The widest selection of Patriot apparel. A lot of limited edition shirts, ball caps, t-shirts, hoodies, sweaters are also there at thealexandthroy.com. And even if the globalists shut down InfoWars, which they got a state receiver trying to do right now, we're fighting in court. Whatever. We got the Alex Jones Network that's owned by Big League that I don't own, and the AlexJonesStore.com that I don't own. I'll just be the news director there. They can't shut that down. So you're keeping us on air at the same time getting incredible products. Folks, you are missing out. I'm not a hype man. They say the best salesmen sell good products. Well, I sell the best. Go to the AlexJonesStore.com right now because we have a sale running from now, Tuesday, November 18th, when I'm saying this live on air, until Monday, November 24th at midnight. Every order on top of all the other discounts that are there gets $10 at checkout. Just at checkout, when you hit checkout, $10 comes off. And that means if you're buying a ball cap or a t-shirt or a $20 bottle of probiotic that's excellent, it's crazy. For the next week only, add any of our amazing products to your cart and you'll get an additional 10% automatically applied at checkout. Best-selling products, ultramethylene blue, cleanest, strongest, medical grade, formula, bovine colostrum, the best, 2,000 milligram per scoop. Don't know about it? You should look into it. We got the best. Ultimate sea moss. Don't know about it? Look into it. We have the best. It's like 40 milligrams per serving of two gummies or the capsules. That's like a giant bowl of Irish sea moss. Talk about, you think spinach is good for Popeye? Well, this is like spinach to the infinity. Ultimate life force, spike protein, cardiovascular detox. Incredible. Everybody should be taking that. It's all there. Shilajit capsules, all there. And if you're a VIP, you sign up, $30 a month, you instantly get $40 to spend in the store. Special deal, special offer, special sales. So if you buy anything on the store, become a VIP. And if you're worried about stuff selling out, which stuff sometimes sells out for like 6 months. One time, sold out of the Irish sea moss 6 months. Because we have the highest standards, it's hard to get the ingredients. You sign up for AutoShip, they hold it back for you, and you get 50% off in the future order. You can cancel any time. So it's not much of a commitment when you become a VIP or a subscriber. You cancel any time. You just get all the benefits. But we know it's so good when you get it, you'll reorder. We have an 80%+ reorder on the Methylene Blue. Nobody has that.
Welcome to the AlexJonesStore.com, the home of real solutions. Fuel your day with Ultimate Burn and Ultra Methylene Blue. Replenish and recharge with Ultimate Sea Moss or delicious Shilajit gummies. Stay sharp, stay stylish with our t-shirts and sweatshirts. Perfect for any season. Don't wait. Tap into real gear and real supplements at thealexjonesstore.com. Power up today.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fights will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at Real Alex Jones and at AJN Live. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to the American Journal. We're excited that you're all joining us today. A lot going on this side, so we're glad to catch you up on the news cycle. A lot of distractions going on in the mainstream media, but we're going to tell you all the stories that they don't want us covering because, you know, that's what I do best. So thank you for joining us, of course. I wanted to focus on what happened yesterday. Governor Greg Abbott over in the great state of Texas made an announcement, and it's an important announcement that we wanted to go through. The governor came out with this tweet yesterday designating the Muslim Brotherhood and Council on American-Islamic Relations as a foreign terrorist and a transnational criminal organization. Now, this is important, folks, that it's the Muslim Brotherhood and CARE. So on a state level now, they are starting to acknowledge that these two are a massive threat. Now, I say two, but vaguely, they're very much, according to several people's accusations, of course, they are one.
And so it's great to see Governor Greg Abbott coming out and saying things like that. But I have to say, it feels like it might be a little too late, because here in the state of Texas, there is an Islamic takeover. And if you haven't noticed, we've covered extensively on this program. But certain areas, my area, Plano, Texas, has been getting a lot of national attention lately due to this takeover. As many of you guys have heard about it, it's epic, which is known as the East Plano Islamic Center. It's about 400 acres. They're looking to develop on this land. It caused national controversy. A lot of people were fired up and angry about this, especially those who attended with me to the local public hearing in Collin County, and they were fired up. Well, now, according, as you see there in that post, to the Collin County judge, Chris Hill, it is quite interesting, but Epic is looking to rebrand. We covered that announcement last week when it was made by the judge, ultimately coming out and saying that they're rebranding and they want to be known as the Meadow now, trying their very best to make it appear like they are not going to be running a Muslim compound. Now, folks, I've driven through what's currently developed as Epic. You could drive through the streets. You'll notice that the street names are those of Islamic conquerors. That was reported by the RARE Foundation, and I, for one, wanted to see it myself, so I went there to do just that. They were not welcoming. They want to know why you're there in the first place, and they stare at you when you drive around. Other people have had other interactions with them. And so this is not something that should be dismissed as just a community looking to develop as the Meadow. This is something that is extremely concerning. It has a lot of Texans really, really fired up and upset. But this is going on for many years now, and it's not just Texas. It's happening in places like Florida as well. Over the last 2 years in Texas alone, that specific area, Plano and Frisco, there's been about roughly around 48 mosques that have been created over the last 2 years. This is rapidly, rapidly expanding, and it's deeply, deeply concerning. And many politicians are just too fearful of discussing this. But one congressman from the great state of Texas isn't shying away from the topic, and he joins us now. Please welcome to the show Congressman Keith Self. He's one of the very few brave members of our Congress who are calling out this Islamic takeover and looking to push back on that front. Congressman, I want to thank you for being here, because you're working aggressively hard on co-sponsoring a lot of key pieces of legislation on a federal level. For right now, though, I wanted to get your take on what the governor just did yesterday in regards to the Muslim Brotherhood and CARE as well, designating those both as very alarming as potential foreign terrorist organizations. Your thoughts on this?
Well, as you said, that is a very important announcement. Now we need to follow up, because when you designate these organizations as foreign terrorist organizations, that gives law enforcement more tools to use against it. But frankly, we're going to have to see not only the government work, but I encourage Texans not to be intimidated, because that's what they do, is they intimidate just normal citizens. I always use the example of walking your dog down a sidewalk. If a Muslim tells you that you're offending him, then you have the right, and you need to stand for your rights to continue to do that. So this is going to be an effort by citizens as well as government. You cannot depend only on your government. You are going to have to not be intimidated and stand against it. Having said that, important announcement.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a very important announcement. And I kind of wanted to highlight, too, you know, we are very thankful for the Collin County judge, Chris Hill, who made the announcement of the rebranding that they're trying to do for Epic. And, you know, I sat there in his courtroom and watched it all play out. And I was very proud of Texans who not only showed up, but had an overwhelming amount of support, were relentless in making sure that their thoughts on all of this were heard. In fact, the courtroom itself wasn't able to hold all of them, and we needed like an overflow room as well, because so many people are concerned about this issue, and it's a very, very important one. And I know you just recently also endorsed Chris Hill as well. So this is all really, really important, but you've been hyper-focused on getting this on a federal level. You've endorsed and co-sponsored several key pieces of legislation that I wanted to highlight as well. You're supporting, obviously, H.R. 4097, which is to designate CARE as a terrorist organization, as well as H.R. 4397, which designates the Muslim Brotherhood as a terrorist organization. You're also, and we're going to talk about this in depth as well, the No Sharia Act as well is something that you are also trying to push forward as well. But I want to talk mainly about CARE and the Muslim Brotherhood, because they've been focused heavily by many in the independent journalism world as to they're threats. They're threats to those who cover them. I know a great woman named Amy Mack who covers them extensively, and they go after her. They target her. They do their very best to slander her, but they tout a very thin line between defamation and just being able to do just that. And it's pretty concerning. And this is the intimidation factor that you were just talking about. What's being done on the federal level to make sure groups like CARE and the Muslim Brotherhood can't intimidate Americans from coming forward and speaking freely on these issues?
Well, Chip Roy's bill that you did not mention, Preserving a Sharia-Free America Act, is important. Because if you are a foreign national and you adhere to Sharia, then you're going to leave the country. Foreign national, not citizens, but foreign national of any sort. If you adhere to Sharia, you're going to leave the country or you will not be allowed to come into the country. That's an important bill that we need to get passed. And then the Randy Fine bill that is that says that American courts cannot adhere to Sharia and take Sharia law into account is also an important bill. But again, this is all legislation. The people need to be aware of the great danger that we are in and participate in this. Support your elected officials that are going to be doing the heavy lifting, your law enforcement that's going to be doing the heavy lifting, and do not be intimidated.
Yeah, Congressman, you know, we sit back and watch what's going on in Dearborn, Michigan, and there's a mayor in Dearborn, Michigan, who is doing his very best to intimidate those, specifically Christians, who come forward and are looking to just voice their concerns about what's happening in Dearborn, Michigan. We've heard him say repeatedly that they don't want to assimilate, and most importantly, telling one, I believe it was a pastor, telling him that he can't wait for him to leave the city of Dearborn, Michigan, because he thinks that he's a plague pretty much to the city and to Muslims there. If we draft up all those pieces of legislation, like the ones that we've had so far, because there's a lot that you guys have brought forward so far, like you've mentioned the Preserving of the Sharia-Free American Act, what can we do to go after these cities who are refusing to allow Americans, Christians specifically, to voice their concerns about, you know, the prayers that are being blasted at 5 a.m. in their cities? I mean, these Americans have concerns. This isn't a constitutional right at this point. These are people who are looking to assert their dominance here in the West.
Well, we need to be like Jessica Holsey just stood up in front of the Josephine City Council and defended exactly what you just talked about. We are a Christian-based constitution directly from the Declaration of Independence. But to your point, there was a judge in Maine just recently that ridiculed Christian faith of a mother who was trying to raise her child in a Christian way. The ex-husband, the father, objected to it, and she sided with the husband. That is religious discrimination on the other side against Christians. So that's the other side of this coin. We cannot lose our Christian base, our Christian foundation, because all of our laws are based on a Christian worldview.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's the reason why this country has been so successful, and we continue to push that. I also wanted to get your take on this. I know that you've been very outspoken in the matter of Obamacare, most recently obviously coming out and saying that you're ready for the subsidies to expire. Let's talk about that for a little bit, because I think a lot of Americans are floating the idea, since the president has also been very vocal about this, giving the money to the American people rather than these health insurance companies. Is that something you're looking to support, and how do we make sure that things like Obamacare never come about again? Because this is really been devastating for those who are looking to get quality health care on the market, but they can't seem to find it because these health insurance companies have taken advantage.
Look, it was one of the great things of the shutdown. The sunshine that is now on Obamacare is one of the great things of the shutdown, one of the few great things. But we now understand as a people that Obamacare had been a massive failure. We have piled subsidies on top of subsidies to try to keep this thing alive, Obamacare. We need to kill it now. We need to repeal it, or we need to substitute something for it so that we reestablish the doctor-patient relationship. And that is one idea, the one that you talked about, that's floating around. But the temporary COVID-era subsidies need to expire at the end of the year. And we need to find a solution that reestablishes the doctor-patient relationship, whatever we do.
Yeah, I know most Americans will support just that. Congressman, I want to thank you for joining us today, and thank you for putting up this fight. These are very key fights that we need to take on, and we need to be fearless when we do just that. We also look forward to hearing you speak in just a few moments on the House floor later today, so we will bring that live to our audience when you do. So thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Brianna.
Folks, I wanted to reshift your attention on over to what happened yesterday in the House. It was quite disturbing late last night. You may have seen it. There were a couple of rhinos that decided to step on in and hold back a very key censor that was supposed to be happening yesterday. Okay, so as many of you guys know, we outlined it for you in the beginning of the show. Stacey Plaskett is one of the women who are being called in the question right now. She's a congresswoman from the, she's a delegate, I should say, who was texting Jeffrey Epstein during a 2019 congressional hearing. Now, again, this was very critical because, again, she was trying her very best to go after Trump at the time. And since all of this has happened, she's been exposed. So what happened? Well, they tried to do a censure on her yesterday, and it failed because, well, a lot of key Republicans, interesting Republican names that pop up, of course, and they didn't support it. They didn't support it. Andrew Garbino is somebody who I've mentioned multiple times. He voted present yesterday, which is actually probably a good thing for him. He's someone during the big, beautiful bill vote was sleeping and missed it. And thankfully, they narrowly was able to pass it with one vote that was needed. But again, this is someone who I say probably owes a lot to the Speaker of the House as well as the President of the United States, who continues to endorse him. Lance Gooden was a no vote. Don Bacon was a no vote. David Joyce was a no vote. So what does this mean? Well, this all means now, obviously, that she's going to keep her committee assignments and everything goes on as if everything's okay, but it's not okay. Not okay. Yesterday, members of Congress, though not all members of Congress, were in agreement on that no vote, obviously, with three of them voting no, but a lot of them were really enraged. And they reached out to me yesterday, and they were fired up. And the allegations that were made to me yesterday were quite alarming. I posted this yesterday on X. You may have seen it. It was my scoop at the time before Congresswoman Ana Paulina Luna came out swinging. This is what I had for you guys. Now, this didn't even come from her. Keep that in mind. Republican leadership wanted to save Congressman Corey Mills tonight. So they blocked, obviously, this vote last night. It was obviously to remove the congresswoman from her seat for committee assignment. And if you're wondering why, how does this have to do with each other? Well, here's the thing. Democrats had a plan yesterday. If she was going to be censored, they were going to then move Corey Mills up forward. We're going to have a retaliatory resolution to go after him as well. And if you're wondering why, Corey Mills last month had a restraining order placed against him by a judge in Florida due to one of his ex-girlfriends. Now, again, we won't go into the details. We've done it before. It's a personal matter. But Corey Mills has been linked to a lot of corruption-related issues, and the allegations he's facing, still to this day, although he denies them, have not been looked into by House Republicans. And many of his colleagues are deeply concerned by these alleged claims of corruption. Now, hear me out. The one congressional member yesterday who was really fired up when they reached out to me pretty much just called it out and said that Republican leadership was the one who wanted to save Corey Mills yesterday. So they allowed what happened, what you saw yesterday. They also encouraged it. So again, while we're sitting here and trying to go after those on the left who have intentionally lied to the American people about Jeffrey Epstein, but also were trying to work with him because they knew he was a pedophile, and they were hoping he had something good on President Trump. So while a certain group of Republicans, brave Republicans, came forward and decided that they were going to go after and try to get this woman removed from her committee assignments, rhinos stepped forward and they wanted to protect Corey Mills. Corey Mills is facing a lot of corruption-related issues. He's got a lot of questionable business dealings. The Blaze has extensively reported on the fact that if you look at his marriage certificate, there's an individual who is listed on that marriage certificate who is allegedly someone who's been linked to the Muslim Brotherhood, but is an unindicted co-conspirator to the 9/11 bombings. So this is something that's deeply, deeply concerning. Corey Mills has denied these claims, although he knows obviously this is someone who did marry him to his wife, who he's still not legally divorced from. This is something that has been called into question, and so many people sit back and they have watched what happened yesterday, and they're fired up. They say that what you saw yesterday that played out on the House floor is due to the simple fact that House Republicans' leadership wanted to protect Corey Mills. They didn't want Democrats to retaliate and put him forward as well. And I can attest to this. It's very, very obvious that this is what's going on. The only reason why I'm pulling up my phone now is because I've been reaching out for comment on this issue. Congresswoman Kat Kamick has actually been very, very outspoken on the issue as well. She was fired up yesterday on X. Let's actually listen to this clip first before I read you the comment that I have received back just a couple of minutes ago. Listen to, in clip five, listen to Congresswoman Ana Paulina Luna as she sounds off all about this, and it validates my reporting yesterday. Take a listen.
The gentlelady from Florida will state her inquiry.
I was wondering if the Speaker of the House of Representatives can explain why leadership on both sides, both Democrat and Republican, are cutting back in deals to cover up public corruption in the House of Representatives for both Republican and Democrat members of Congress.
The gentlelady has not stated a proper parliamentary inquiry.
Thank you very much, but I think the American people know what happened tonight.
Do they? Do they? Well, they do, of course. They do, of course. And it's not just her calling it out. It's also Congressman Tim Burchett, obviously a common guest on this program. He's just over it. In clip six, he's just describing, and this is why I love his videos. The angles on them are absolutely awful, but the message is clear, and he's fed up with the corruption in Washington, D.C. Take a listen.
It just tells you how corrupt this place is, but the disgusting thing about it was four Republicans chose not to vote. Three Republicans voted present, and three Republicans voted no. So it failed. And what they did was they cut a deal. They cut a deal on another, on an ethics vote on a Republican. And that's just wrong. If everybody ought to stand on their own. If it were truly, we don't care whose party these sex offenders and all this other stuff are in, we're going after them, then we start cutting deals. To me, it's really disgusting. I get disgusted about some things, but this is one that's really, really bad. You've got some people on there who are they're chairman of committees and things like that. And that's the kind of people we put in leadership. It's bogus, and it stinks.
It is bogus, and it does stink, and this is what we're dealing with right now in the House, and it's very, very obvious this is going on. Now, again, Corey Mills has faced several allegations regarding corruption-related issues, unethical questions are kind of surfacing all the time about him, and for some reason, no one's stepping up to the plate to go out there and to potentially get him removed from his committee assignments. He is heavily involved in several key committee assignments, foreign affairs is one of them. That's a big one, obviously, especially when someone is able to clearly just drive through Syria without any issues, according to The Blaze. And Democrats are trying to get him pulled, obviously, but Republicans are holding the line and not doing just that. He is someone, obviously, who should be called into question if we're playing fair. We're playing fair here. Now, I've reached out several times. I mean, like probably at least four times to Speaker Johnson's office asking if they plan on launching an investigation into him and having him pulled from his committee assignments. And every time I never get a direct answer. But then there's this. I reached out yesterday in regards to my report. And a source pretty much tells me that if leadership wanted to do just that, what I'm claiming that they do, what the other members of Congress are claiming they did yesterday, that they in fact would have never even brought the bill up forward yesterday. The motion to refer to ethics committee would have passed. Again, I don't, it's a bad game. A bad, bad game. And again, they're not even trying to intervene on the issue of Corey Mills. They're not. They're doing their very best. They're doing their very best to sit back and just watch it all play out. Again, what I've asked several times, a lot of these key leaders in the Republican Party in the House are just sitting here and going out and saying, well, we're just going to let the legal process play out. They're only going to let the legal process play out in regards to the allegations he's facing with his ex-girlfriend. I don't even care for the ex-girlfriend drama. I don't care about any of his love life drama. I'm focused on the issues that are in front of us right now. The direct links to Islamic terrorists are what I am concerned about. Again, nobody wants to seem to go on the record on that. There's something very, very strange when it comes to Corey Mills, though, that continues to happen. And in my opinion, it's deeply concerning because, again, not many people want to talk about this. Why is he so protected? You know, I worked for a media outlet that constantly would have him on air before he even made his way or even ran for office. We were told just to have him on all the time, and I never understood why. I never understood why. He's not a great speaker. There's tons of great veterans out there who are great speakers. So why were we forced to prop him up? And now all of a sudden he's being protected by House Republicans. Now, again, the Blaze has been doing all the digging on this issue. And unfortunately, House Republicans just don't seem to care. They just don't seem to care. So although, you know, leadership will deny, House Republican leadership will deny the report that I released yesterday in regards to how they intentionally did not want to censor that Democrat yesterday because they wanted to protect Corey Mills, it's important to keep in mind that they'll deny that. But several House Republicans, congressional members, current ones, as you saw there with Anna Paulina Luna coming forward and saying, you know, there's something there. And when they reach out to me privately, there's something there. So a lot of people want to continue to push on the topic of Corey Mills. A lot of people who are his colleagues are continuing to raise these concerns. And unfortunately, this is what's going on in the world. There's a lot of corruption, and it's on both sides of this, and I'm not going to sit here and pick. House Republicans should be ashamed of themselves. They should be absolutely ashamed of themselves for what they've done. Allowing all of this to just slide by is absolutely disgusting, and it's infuriating. It's infuriating. But we're going to keep pushing. We're going to keep demanding answers, and I look forward to possibly doing that in person very, very soon. Folks, in the next hour of the show, we're going to be taking your calls, and we're going to be doing it, taking some news stories, taking some calls, going back and forth a little bit. So if you want to join the show, maybe sound off on the topics we've discussed thus far, give me a call, 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539. There's a news topic that we've discussed thus far that you want to make sure that we also cover maybe a different perspective. I'd love to hear from you. Give us a call, 877-789-2539. In the second hour of the show, we're going to be talking a little bit about Joy Reid because she's having a change of heart in regards to trannies being able to use the women's bathroom. And it's very, very enlightening to go back and forth and listen to how she was an advocate for us not being hateful bigots. But now all of a sudden she doesn't really want these biological men in women's spaces, like the women's locker room. Huh. All it took her was getting fired from MSNBC to see the light. Plus, it looks like we're finding more and more fraud in regards to the SNAP program. So we'll detail that for you because Brooke Rollins is outlining that for us as well. And there was a very important interview that I'm going to play for you. We're going to play about a 5-minute clip in regards to the person who was running Charlie Kirk's security detail on the day of his assassination. And it's interesting because he's answering a lot of those conspiracies in regards to why they claim that they weren't able to find a bullet. Well, he says a doctor explained it to him, and he's breaking his non-disclosure agreement to out the details behind that. It's a very, very interesting clip that we'll play for you in just a few moments. In the meantime, though, head on over right now to the alexjonesstore.com because we're giving away a free flag with every order. It's for a limited time, of course. It ends on Friday. So you're going to head on over and do just that. Also, you could pair that up with the $10 that we're giving away for free at checkout. All you got to do, there's no minimum required, is fill up your cart with a bunch of stuff, I guess I should say, over at thealexjonesstore.com right now. And you get that free $10 credit, no minimum to spend over at thealexjonesstore.com. So many incredible deals going on right now. Head on over to the shop and start your Christmas shopping a little earlier. We'll be right back with more.
Quick, I just wanted to plug the Methylene Blue. I'm a new supplement buyer from Alex Jones Store, and I keep hearing people talking about the Methylene Blue, and I'm like, you know what? I don't know what the hype is all about, but I definitely want to try it. And what I noticed is I didn't get the sensations that a lot of the other people said that they got, you know, like the tingling fingers and like this, you know, euphoria. But I do have an ample amount of energy, and I'm disabled, so I'm a housewife, and whenever you're at home day in and day out, 7 days a week, it really tends to drag after some time. And there were things that I wasn't doing around the house that I should have. But now I'm getting things done like really quick. I have all this extra time on my hands now. And I really think it's the Methylene Blue that's been giving me the energy. And it's so funny because now like my silly husband's calling me a meth head, which is hilarious. But yeah, so I'm going to stick on that. And I actually have some bovine coming in today, so I can't wait to try that out. I'm also going to give that to my dog because, you know, it's a lot of help too. And I brought a line that's really good for your dog if you give them, like, a small little amount of the food. So I'm going to do that. But yeah, I just thought I would tell you guys about my experience with this so far. So,
well, Jen, thank you. That's amazing to hear, and we love to hear that. Honestly, I mean, that's the reason why Alex has created the shop, so people can get, you know, get healthier and not be relying on big pharmaceutical companies, but instead take control of their health. So that's good to hear. You know, I fluctuated weight-wise too. And so finding something that works is really important. And not to get hooked on those, like, high caffeine, insane chemicals, energy drinks, which so much of us have relied on over the years. I literally was getting anxiety from one of them. And so I too am on the blue these days. So I guess your husband would call me a meth head, but, it's good to hear from you, Jen. I love it. I think it's great. And I love to hear from you as well. American Journal, folks. We're excited that you're joining us. Oh, we're going to be taking your calls in the next hour. We got a lot to talk about. I'm going to hear from you, too. Give me a ring, 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539. Every time I say give me a ring, I always think of that one caller who said that he's not going to propose to me. So I got to come up with a new saying. Give me a call for right now if you want to weigh in on what we've talked about thus far. Obviously, a lot happening. And a lot to discuss. So we look forward to hearing from you guys very, very soon. And weighing in on more topics. There's a lot ahead that we're going to be discussing. We also got our eye on the White House right now because President Trump is hosting a summit with Saudi Arabia, and it's going to do something with investments. So he's probably going to walk us through that $1 trillion investment that we were talking about at the open of the show. So we look forward to bringing that to you whenever that begins. Also, we're going to keep our eye on the House floor because the congressman we just had on the show just a few moments ago, Keith Self, is expected to speak. He's supposed to be speaking on the topic of Islam. And so we look forward to having him on to listen to his speech. A lot going on that front as well, so we look forward to it. We're continuing the call of the rhinos, obviously, and we're going to do that in the second hour of the program as well. But most importantly, it's interesting to see how people are starting to lean in more on common sense. In regards to that, I'm talking about Joy Reid. We're going to play these two clips for you after this quick break, but just some overview. Obviously, Joy Reid, a very hateful woman, a very divisive woman, and that's all intentional because Joy Reid herself is just a miserable, miserable person. But for a very long time, for any female that wanted to stand up for their rights in regards to allowing biological men to enter women's spaces, they decided their very best to push back on that issue and call us all bigots. Pretend like you didn't have a right as a female, or as a father of daughters or who loves their wife, you didn't have a right to push back and say, no, I actually don't want biological men in their spaces. Well, Joy Reid all of a sudden now is going nuts and she's outraged. This quote, if I saw a penis, I would freak out too. Well, that's probably true in many senses for Joy Reid, but she's referring to it in this sense from the transgender angle, because there was obviously that woman, we've played it, we've covered that story of that woman who was walking into that LA Gold's Gym locker room and on several occasions claimed that she saw this man and saw genitalia. And so, and he said, oh, you know, I might have been in a towel. He really didn't know. He's claiming he's on these hormones now, and he's claiming because his driver's license says that he's a female that now he could just walk into these women's spaces. Obviously, folks, we've had enough. We've had enough. And it sounds like Joy Reid is jumping on board with all of this. Again, this is a man. And there's been several reports accusing him of having a domestic violence past, a criminal record. And it's just so infuriating because now they want to come forward. Now they all want to seem like they're on the side of common sense. We do have men out there who are perverts and are making their way into female spaces because they want to see women naked. Back in the day, it used to be that they used to probably, record them without their knowledge. And obviously, they're still doing that, too. But now they've decided, you know, if I just say I'm transgender, I could walk into any female space and get access. And if they fight back, they're a bigot. They're transphobic. We've created this toxic, toxic place, and we're going to go into detail about this because, again, this shouldn't be happening. I know those on the right have been pushing back on this issue, and many have received death threats for doing just that. So enough is enough. Joy Reid speaking out, probably a little too late on her behalf, though, to give her any type of credit. She has not been a warrior in this fight. And so we'll play those two clips for you again, because she was a hateful, hateful person on this front. And now all of a sudden she sees the light. She sees the light and she wants to talk about it. These people are full of you know what. In the meantime, though, folks, if you haven't done so already, head on over. Make sure you download that app right now. Once those front doors lock, we're going to be heading over to our next operation. The best way to stay in touch with us is to make sure you have the app downloaded on your phone. So head on over right now. AlexJonesApp.com. It is available for Apple and Android phones, of course. And it is going to be a great way for you to stay connected to us. So head on over right now and do just that. Download the app, the top of the charts on the iTunes App Store charts to join us.
Well, barring a miracle, InfoWars, the website, the studio, will be shut down somewhere in or around January 1st, 2026. But regardless, the InfoWar lives on. But InfoWarsStore.com, the legendary site that literally funded the InfoWar because of your great support with so many great products, has gotten two final shipments in of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil. Both are the highest quality, the best out there. They're fan favorites. And right now, they're 40% off until they sell out. So this is probably, I said about 90% chance, your last chance to get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. But don't worry. The InfoWar will continue with the Alex Jones Network. It will continue with all the other work we're doing. But right now, if you want to get these legendary products the last time you can, get them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, they're both 40% off for a limited time. So take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to The American Journal, kicking off the second hour of the show. We'll take your calls, go into a couple of stories, and then bounce back and forth. So we're excited that you're jumping on with us today. First, though, before we jump into the calls, I wanted to discuss this. Joy Reid is now coming to the side of common sense, and she doesn't want to see any penises in the women's locker room. That's what she's coming out to say, and it's great to hear this now, Ms. Joy Reid, but prior to all of this, she was not on the side of common sense. In fact, she was calling us all bigots for standing with the truth. I want to play clip 8 for you, because this is now Joy Reid starting to make sense, which we never thought we'd hear. Take a listen.
There would be women walking around, I'm talking about women walking around with their boobies dangling, swinging in the breeze, and it's not even like perky boobies, just boobies drooping to their knees, they're kicking their boobies down the street, and then want to walk up and have a conversation with you. And I'm like, don't walk up to me with no clothes on and talk to me. I don't want to talk to you. I would be disturbed. I'm telling you, I would be alarmed. I'm alarmed enough when I see a woman with her dangling boobies. Yeah. If I saw a penis in the ladies' locker room, I would freak out too. This is nothing against trans anybody. What it's saying is if I turn around and I see a penis in front of me inside of the room, yeah, I would probably go to management and say, wait a minute, why is there somebody, a naked man in this room? Because just the world we live in, just from a safety standpoint, and just from a, you know, from a privacy standpoint, I can see why she would have gone and reported to management. There's a man naked in the van. Now, if they clarified and they said, well, trans, da-da-da, okay, but I think they should take her concerns also seriously. Because right, if she's uncomfortable, does she not have the right to be at least uncomfortable with the situation, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we all tried to be on the side of common sense. Unfortunately, Joy Reid never was on that side. Instead, she had a show, you may remember, on cable news where she went after those who wanted to speak up on this issue. If women, biological women, didn't feel comfortable with biological men being in their personal spaces and flashing their genitals, she called you a bunch of names, bigots and other names, of course. And we have some proof of that. Take a listen to clip 7 and how Joy Reid used to act when she had a cable news show.
If you have girls in a locker room who feel uncomfortable with a pre-transitioning, you know, transgender student who, to their visual eyes as a boy, being in the locker or the shower with them, why shouldn't they then be able to say, we don't want that?
Right. As I like to say, where there's a will, there's a way. Every local school district should have, and does in fact have, the authority to figure out an accommodation that works for everyone.
What was that? That was a dude in a wig. Oh my gosh. Yeah. See, this is the problem, right? Because they didn't speak up on these issues and now they want to talk about it. It's very likely the only reason why Joy Reid's talking about it is because the woman from the Gold's Gym incident was a black woman. And anyone else, if you would have been in another race, she probably wouldn't have stand on the side of common sense and spoken out on your behalf. Joy Reid, absolute garbage person. She is just absolutely ridiculous. And, you know, no surprise here at all. No surprise at all. These people had no problem subjecting women and girls to allowing biological men in their private spaces. And a lot of these men are predators. They are predators. In fact, we know this because we see what happens in female prisons when they sit there and they put these biological men in female prisons. I've covered these stories extensively. They pretend, and a lot of them too are convicted on sex crimes, those charges. They're put into female spaces. And what happens? Well, magically, all of a sudden, women in these prisons are getting pregnant. And of course, the predators will say, oh no, it was consensual. But how will you say it's consensual when you're sitting here and you're locking a woman in a enclosed area with a man who has a sexual predatorial background? Joy Reid obviously was on the wrong side of that issue as well. So many of them were, and they were too afraid of hurting a biological man's feelings and not advocating for women. Because folks, the feminist movement was all garbage. The Me Too movement was all garbage. Nobody authentically cared for any of that on the left. It was just to go after President Trump. And so now they're finding that a lot of their past sound bites aren't going to be aging quite well. All right, let's turn to the phone lines. If you haven't called in, I highly recommend you do just that. Give me a ring, 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539. If you're on hold, we're going to be taking calls going down the list for about an hour. So stay put. Don't move anywhere. Don't go. I'm going to go to the first one. Tim in Washington State. Tim, welcome to the show.
How's it going, Brianna?
Good. How are you doing, Tim?
Not too bad. I'm a little worried about Western civilization. I think everybody is. And I found myself in the last few years just kind of thinking about solutions. And I think I've come up with one to save mm-hmm. Western civilization. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we have mRNA nanotechnology being released on the population that's supposedly supposed to be operated with Xbox controllers. Okay, we have that. Then we also have tons of Muslims in this country that don't respect our ways, our culture, or our traditions. So they're also afraid of pigs. So this is what we should do. We should take a C-130, load up like, say, 10,000 wild boars from Texas, and just drop them, parachute them onto Dearborn, and see what happens. And then if we get a positive result from Dearborn, this method should be in London. It should be in Paris. It should be in Berlin. Every country that is facing these Muslim hordes, we can't get them out because the UN and NATO brought them all there. So how are we going to get them to self-deport? Boars. So we could have hog squads, literally, you know, American males, females too, you know, no discrimination. You can get your Xbox. You can sign in as long as there's a solid internet connection. You can run a boar through Berlin and save Western civilization. You could offer it as an escort service for women that need to go to work or kids that need to go to school. You know, but how are we going to do this by doing this without doing it? So it's going to be a really difficult position. So I think the boars are really required. And I think historically in the past, people have been forced to use pig parts in order to get rid of this problem. So what do you think? Nanotechnology ran boars? Do you think that'll work?
Okay, so you and I are on like the same mind link right now, right? Because I was actually looking for investors to invest in pig farms all around the Plano, Texas area. I was looking to have, whether it's not like every morning we cook up some bacon and we allow the entire city to smell like bacon. But you and I are like this right now. We are eye to eye on this issue. It's sad that the reality of it is like we have to figure out ways to defend women. I mean, I am a 2A advocate at this point. We've all seen the video. The best way to defend them is by arming them. I know a lot of women don't believe in that. I'm also looking into helping them figure out ways. If you don't feel comfortable carrying a firearm or you're in a state where you can't, which, again, is unconstitutional, that's a whole other argument, I'm going to help you find non-lethal firearms that you could carry, of course. But the reality of it is pigs is a great solution. But, you know, it comes with obviously a very stinky...
We'll deal with that. You know, That's a problem we're going to have to deal with, but I think it's better than having you, Brianna Morello, on the American Journal, which wouldn't be America, wearing a beekeeper suit.
Yeah.
Right? So.
Yeah, it's never happening.
These are the, we're here. So I know it's fantastical. It's a little sci-fi, but like, what other options are we going to have at our disposal? So if the U.S. government wants to get rid of all the Muslims and save Western civilization, if it decides to do a turn of face and move towards Team Humanity, we can just wire up all the Boers. I know Elon Musk is probably like, this is a great idea. He can test his Neuralink. there's so many wins in this situation. We should do it. God bless.
Yes, we should. Tim, thanks for calling in. That was a great point. A great point. I'm on board. Folks, if you haven't given us a call yet and you want to jump in the conversation, it's 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539. Thanks to Tim for calling in on that one. We're always open to ideas, of course. And folks, we're kind of working our way through a lot. I want to just bring you some breaking news that we did just recently receive. I haven't read through it yet, but I could tell you just as of right now what we're getting. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan has asked the Justice Department to charge a prosecutor, Thomas Wyndham, with a crime. Specifically, I haven't read through it all, but he's saying that Wyndham used the work of special counsel and recently was obviously fired, but he was trying to go against the Trump administration. It is a 19-page letter that Jim Jordan's office just sent out. I will be reading that shortly, but just wanted to bring that to you because, again, we're going to keep you in the know on this, but that's the latest right now that we know of. Chairman Jim Jordan asking for a former prosecutor that worked with Jack Smith to be referred for criminal charges. So I'll bring you the information once I finish reading that. I want to turn, though, to our next caller. Let's go with Lester in West Virginia. Lester, welcome to the show.
Hey, Brianna, how you doing this morning?
Good. How are you doing, Lester?
I'm doing great. I just wanted to, you know, I'm a Christian man, but I just wanted to kind of sound off on the transgender bathroom kind of thing here. I mean, here's how I feel. I don't want my son walking in and seeing a 50-year-old woman sitting on the bathroom commode with their boobs and all that.
Yeah.
It's not right, okay? But although I get that they want to self-identify, so what's the solution? What do we do? Do we make a third bathroom and say, look, this is for alternative lifestyle bathroom and biological men, biological women, enlist them as that. And if you catch anyone with an alternative lifestyle in the bathroom they're not supposed to be in, maybe you get them for, a sexual offender charge. Get them on the pedophile list, you know, the sex list.
Yeah.
Is that our solution? I mean, I don't know.
Yeah,
go on.
Well, I have to say, I think we coddle too much with these people. I mean, I know, and I see it all the time, and I always laugh when I see it, that like third bathroom when you go to like a liberal city or a big airport, now they've started doing this third bathroom for the freaks out there. I mean, we just need to condemn it all. We need to go back to a sense of normalcy when this stuff was, when we used to say, you know, a man in a dress is a tranny. It's nothing more than a person who's not well in the head, and we need to go out there and push back on these issues. You know, the solution, I think, is just to go back to our old ways. I think it was fine when we sat back and we pushed back against these things and we demanded that men were men and women were women, and we just didn't want them to be this disgusting in person and in reality out there. Women obviously showing too much these days too, but the biological man angle to all of this is just absolutely disturbing. And we need to preserve women's spaces. We need a sense of normalcy. I mean, I remember growing up and thinking these people were weird when you saw them, when you saw a biological man wearing a dress. Now it's become completely normal for those on the left. And if you speak out on these issues, you know, you're the one who's crazy. So I'd like to see some normalcy be restored. And I'd like to see us go back to our ways of not picking on people, but reminding them that you might have a mental illness and that needs help. You were not born in the wrong body. I think that's the message that the left likes to put out there. And God didn't make any mistakes when he made you the way you are. So we need to be able to tell people that. We need to be able to tell them that we're not going to sit here and abide by these new set of rules that you've decided to create. Because biologically, you are a man, you are a female, and that's it. And that's it. Lester, thanks for calling in. We appreciate your insight on this as well. Krista, I want to turn to you because I see you want to talk about Seth Rich's laptop as well as Snowden. Pardon, maybe, possibly. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you for everything you do. You're awesome.
Thank you. No, I appreciate you, and I appreciate you calling in. So what can I do for you?
Nancy, I was just wondering, like, how come I thought there was, like, a court order for his laptop to be released, and it hasn't, and...
Yeah.
The Muslim thing has got me really worried, too.
Yeah, you're not alone. Okay, so the last I heard was the FBI was supposed to turn it over. I actually just... I'm trying to do a quick Google search to see what the status of that is. I always float it out there, too. Let me see.
Yeah, and then the Anthony Weiner laptop... That's supposed to be, like, the worst of all the laptops.
Yeah, this is the problem, though. And you know, they promise you transparency, but they have failed completely on that issue of trying to give you the transparency that we've demanded for a very long time. They've put up such a great fight over these two issues alone. I don't see them putting it out there. I think it's quite alarming that we have, yeah. Again, we have an FBI that claims to want to be transparent and claims to be our allies in all of this, but they have not done much on that front to create this transparency that we've been asking for. And so, yeah, when it comes to the Seth Rich laptop, when it comes to the Anthony Weiner laptop, I mean, I definitely don't want to be the one investigating the Anthony Weiner laptop. Don't give me a copy. It's probably going to creep me out. But I know many people out there who would. So, yeah, I don't think you're wrong. I think we need to demand more. And I know I've sent over before previously, probably months ago, a comment to the FBI because they were supposed to. A judge told them to hand it over, and we still haven't heard much on that. I'll have to touch base with the attorney that was advocating for that. It was one of the things on my mind. I know he was having some issues. I did reach out, but I will, circle back on that one and see where we're at with the Seth Rich laptop. Because again, that was supposed to be something that was supposed to be put out there. Also, I know you're referring to also the Snowden pardons as well, potentially. Yeah. Did you have anything specifically on that front?
No, I was just wondering, do you think that that Trump will pardon him?
I mean, I would love for that. But he's done some very questionable things over these last few days, and I'm not sure if he's going to do that, honestly. I mean, what we're seeing at the White House really has me scratching my head. Last week was not a good day. Last week was not a good week, I should say, for the White House. And then the attacks against Marjorie Taylor Greene just didn't seem normal to me. So although I would love for it to happen, I personally would advocate for it. I don't know if he's going to get there. There's a lot of very questionable things happening, and... yeah, I'm not sure if he's there yet on that issue, but we'll keep our eye on it, of course, and we'll try pushing for it. There's so many great people who haven't been pardoned, too, by the way, sadly, and it's actually a disgrace to this country, but we have someone right now who's sitting in prison, who the own DOJ admitted that he shouldn't go to prison, Brett Hankinson. He was one of the officers there for the shooting of Breonna Taylor. He didn't shoot Breonna Taylor, obviously, but the DOJ under Joe Biden decided to go after him for civil rights charges, and he was sentenced to 3 years in prison. The DOJ didn't want him to go under Trump, didn't want him to go away, but they've done nothing to pardon him, to get him out of prison right now. He sits in solitary confinement by himself. It's been over a month now, and I've asked repeatedly the DOJ, because they know it's abusive. They know it's abuse. They're not doing anything to go out there and to stop any of this, and they run the Bureau of Prisons. So just to put that in the back of your mind, I know that it's sitting on Todd Blanche's desk, as many things are, and sadly, they're not doing anything. So nothing of substance on that front, but I want to thank you, Krista, for calling into the show today and giving us that, because it's just so frustrating to sit back and watch. But, yeah, we're going to keep following it, of course. Folks, if you haven't done so already, give us a call, 877-789-2539. We're going to be taking your calls for about, I'd say, about another 40 minutes doing news stories and bouncing around the calls. So definitely call in if you haven't done so already. That's 877-789-2539. Give us a call. Folks, I wanted to bounce into this story as well. I want to play this clip for you, clip 9, because the Secretary of Agriculture, Brooke Rollins, has been uncovering a lot of fraud in regards to the food stamps that we have going on in this country right now. And the reason why I want to mention this is because certain states haven't even turned in, blue states haven't even turned in their information regarding who is receiving the SNAP benefits. But those that have turned in these personal details, well, we're learning a lot more from it. And just it's a bigger issue than what we're seeing right now. But Rollins has been really exposing a lot of this. So take a listen to clip 9. We'll talk about it in just a second.
Hey, I have a handy dandy chart. I was getting to the affordability piece of SNAP. Almost 40% increase under Joe Biden of what was spent in the people that entered the food stamp/SNAP program. That's 40%, of course, they were working to buy the election. But what we have seen and what Doge and our amazing team at USDA, 186,000 dead people are receiving SNAP benefits. Half a million people are getting paid twice. We've made hundreds of arrests. We have a lot more to do. But this was, I think, an unintended consequence of the Democrats shutting the government down for 43 days, is it shined this very bright light on one of their pet programs and now has given us a platform to completely deconstruct the program, make sure those vulnerable Americans who really need that benefit are going to get it, and for all the rest of the fraudsters and the people who are corrupt and taking advantage of it, we're going to protect the taxpayer too.
It's so crazy that we're learning more and more about this. Again, 42 million people are on our SNAP program right now. Shouldn't probably be, more than half of them probably shouldn't be on the SNAP program. But again, there's a lot of fraud there, a lot of fraud. And that's why blue states are trying their very best to hold back this information. I think that they shouldn't be able to not divulge their information. In fact, I would hold back those SNAP benefits until they provide the federal government with the information. But Brooke Rollins obviously taking the court on that one, because that's a big, big one that she's looking to dig into. And that's very, very important that we do just that. All right, we've got about three more minutes. So I'll take our next caller. Let's take Andrew in New Jersey right now for the last 3 minutes. And if you're on hold right now, folks, don't hang up. We're going to take more calls into the next portion of the show. But Andrew, I'm going to give you the next 3 minutes. What's on your mind, my friend?
Boy, Reed. The irony is that every time she looks in the mirror, her head, her bald head looks like a giant penis.
Oh, Andrew.
So she's a call screener, approved that, so she didn't like
it. No, you're totally okay. We don't censor, Andrew. What else is on your minds?
Yeah, I had told you too, Fox and Wilkes-Barre, when I covered the trans day, I asked the news director, can I ask where in the bill does it say don't say gay? And she had a nasty attitude. She said no. So then when I interviewed the president of Wilkes-Barre University, he complained about people going against trans men that identify as women and girls and women's sports. And I was just dying to ask him to say, well, overwhelmingly, the biological females don't want biological men. But I didn't ask him because that was just previously reprimanded. So that shows, like, but I realized that they would have had an attitude. So that shows how biased it is. At Brooklyn College for C-SPAN, they had, like, the bathrooms you're talking about, and it was both gender. So I walk in, and there's all women standing there, and they're staring at me. So I looked at my phone to pretend I was texting, like, look down, so it's awkward. But I wanted to say, with the Epstein and that reporter, the irony is that the Clintons and the Democrats, after they knew that he was not just a weirdo, creepy guy, that he was actually involved with child sex trafficking, so they were still taking money. And I covered a Hillary Clinton rally in 2016, which there was only like 50 people at, but it was all about how great she is for women. But ironically, part of the funding is coming from Jeffrey Epstein, who's a predator and a sex trafficker on young women, so the sick irony. But lastly, I just want to ask you about that reporter. I actually liked the 9/11 question. She should have said it more diplomatically. But then she loses her credibility when she tries to link Trump to Epstein. We know it was the Democrats. So when you lie, then you lose your credibility. Like with the New York Post, I didn't lie to the Palestinian protester. The photographer was saying, oh, tell them you're independent because they don't like the Post. But I didn't. Had you lie, then you lose the credibility. But what do you think?
Well, that's what's so important. Okay, Andrew, well, thank you for calling. As always, we appreciate your call. Once you lie, you lose your credibility. And I think that's what's happening more and more in the mainstream media. I mean, that's the reason why people are shifting away and no longer interested, and they're canceling all these shows, and they're turning to outlets like InfoWars and other alternative media outlets, independent journalists. So yeah, you shoot your own credibility. Thank you for calling. As always, we appreciate you being on hold. Okay, folks, if you haven't done so already, you want to join the show, give us a call, 877-789-2539. We're going to continue taking calls into the next segment as well. But in the meantime, head on over to the alexjonesstore.com, because right now, regardless of how much money you're spending, you're going to get a free $10. No minimum to spend. That's going to end next week. But we're also going to throw in a free flag. Now, that one ends on Friday. So head on over to thealexjonesstore.com. It's a great time to get your Christmas shopping done. Because they're giving away a lot of incredible things over at thealexjonesstore.com. Don't go anywhere. More to discuss.
Ladies and gentlemen, our ultramethylene blue is the best medical grade there is. It's so good for your body. We have nothing but rave reviews. It is so crazy good. But even if you buy it and don't like it, which we've had out of like 500 people I've given it to, three didn't have any effect. Every person on air I've given it to absolutely loves it. And it's so good for you. Super energy, within 30 minutes, no letdown, and you even sleep better on it. It's crazy. It's unbelievable. We have the best at theolivestonestore.com. And we have all the other great products. I know Irish Sea Moss doesn't sound sexy, or Shilajit doesn't, or bovine colostrum. Whatever's the best, whatever's the highest rated, whatever absolutely delivers, that's what we sell. So take action now. The widest selection of Patriot apparel, a lot of limited edition shirts, ball caps, t-shirts, hoodies, sweaters are also there at theolivestonestore.com. And even if the globalists shut down InfoWars, which they got a state receiver trying to do right now, we're fighting in court. Whatever. We got the Alex Jones Network that's owned by Bigly that I don't own, and the AlexJonesTour.com that I don't own. I'll just be the news director there. They can't shut that down. So you're keeping us on air at the same time getting incredible products. Folks, you are missing out. I'm not a hype man. They said the best salesmen sell good products. Well, I sell the best. Go to the AlexJonesTour.com right now because we have a sale running from now, Tuesday, November 18th, when I'm saying this live on air, until Monday, November 24th at midnight. Every order on top of all the other discounts that are there, gets $10 at checkout. Just at checkout, when you hit checkout, $10 comes off. And that means if you're buying a ball cap or a t-shirt or a $20 bottle of probiotic that's excellent, it's crazy. For the next week only, add any of our amazing products to your cart and you'll get an additional 10% automatically applied at checkout. Best-selling products, ultramethylene blue, cleanest, strongest, medical grade formula, bovine colostrum, the best, 2,000 milligram per scoop. Don't know about it? You should look into it. We got the best. Ultimate Sea Moss. Don't know about it? Look into it. We have the best. It's like 40 milligrams per serving of two gummies or the capsules. That's like a giant bowl of Irish Sea Moss. Talk about, you think spinach is good for Popeye? Well, this is like spinach to the infinity. Ultimate Life Force, Spike Protein, Cardiovascular Detox. Incredible. Everybody should be taking that. It's all there. Shilajit capsules, all there. And if you're a VIP, you sign up, $30 a month, you instantly get $40 to spend in the store. Special deals, special offers, special sales. So if you buy anything on the store, become a VIP. And if you're worried about stuff selling out, which stuff sometimes sells out for like 6 months. One time, sold out of the Irish Sea Moss 6 months. Because we have the highest standards, it's hard to get the ingredients. You sign up for AutoShip, they hold it back for you, and you get 50% off in the future order. You can cancel any time. So it's not much of a commitment when you become a VIP or a subscriber as you cancel any time. You just get all the benefits. But we know it's so good when you get it, you'll reorder. We have an 80%+ reorder on the methylene blue. Nobody has that.
Welcome to TheAlexJonesStore.com, the home of real solutions. Fuel your day with Ultimate Burn and Ultra Methylene Blue. Replenish and recharge with Ultimate Sea Moss or delicious Shilajit gummies. Stay sharp, stay stylish with our t-shirts and sweatshirts. Perfect for any season. Don't wait. Tap into real gear and real supplements at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Power up today.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at @RealAlexJones and at @AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello.
Welcome back to The American Journal. We're excited that you're all joining us. A lot to discuss on the program today. We're taking your calls. If you want to call into the show, got something you want to say and it's on your mind, give me a call, 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539. Before I go to that soundbite that I wanted to play for you, it's about 5 minutes long, it's a little long, about Charlie Kirk's private security detailing what happened to the bullet. I wanted to take one of our callers. Let's bring in Jesse. Jesse has something he wants to discuss regarding the transgender issue. Jesse, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me, Brianna.
Thank you for calling.
Yes, I wanted to just thank you for bringing up the Joy Reid, how she's finally seeing the light. I don't know if she's being genuine or not, but I want to piggyback off what she said. I volunteer for Gays Against Groomers for 3 years, and I go to school board meetings every week, a different school board meeting. I can personally attest that liberal women are the worst when it comes to this tranny issue and the trans and kids and the drag queen story time. Liberal women are the worst, and they get vicious, they get nasty, and they're the worst to other women who speak up.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy, though, Jesse? Well, first off, thank you for going to those meetings and speaking up, because very few people are willing to do just that. And I've always thought it was really strange for those who are a part of, obviously, the LGBT movement to allow the transgender movement kind of infiltrate and consume. And sadly, nobody really speaks out on those issues. So thank you for speaking out on that, because that's really important that you do show up to those meetings. And I've always thought it was really strange that this push to normalize all of this. It's not okay. And this is the problem, because the reality behind it is this. There are people out there who are perverts and have now infiltrated and are using this as the excuse to go out there and make women feel very uncomfortable. You know, I was producing a show and I had an anchor who she's a very tall woman. I think she's like 5'11". And this biological man dressed in a dress was in the female bathroom and wanted to go and try to like fight her almost, was very aggressive to her just physically being in there. And obviously she's very uncomfortable because she's seeing a biological man in this woman's space and wasn't expecting to see this. And he became very aggressive. Now, how does a female defend themselves? Because we're telling that these biological men that they are women, even though they're not. And in their head, they think it's okay that they could get aggressive with us and even try to fight us in our own spaces. And it's just not acceptable that we allow this to happen. We could be respectful of individuals, but we need to hold the line. And sadly, Joy Reid hasn't done that. But I'm glad that you've done just that, though, and that you continue to show up to these meetings. So thank you for all the great work you guys are doing. And thank you for speaking out on this issue. We appreciate it.
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you. Thank you. Folks, I want to keep the conversation obviously going, so give us a call if you haven't done so already. But I wanted to highlight this clip because Sean Ryan did an interview with the individual who was responsible for Charlie Kirk's security. Apparently was the head of security the day that he was assassinated. And he has detailed something that might get him in legal trouble, but he wanted to tell the people as to why there's no bullet that they found in Charlie's body. This was like a very controversial, obviously, and a lot of theories were circulating, but he doesn't understand why they weren't being transparent on this issue. And so he's decided, according to him, this is what he's claiming, that he's going to break that non-disclosure agreement and detail for the American people as to what actually happened that day to Charlie. Take a listen to clip 10 and the details surrounding it.
We're talking about the tearing up of the crime scene and everybody's wanting them to find the bullet. I mean, if the bullet hit any bone at all, there is no bullet. It's just fragmentation.
Great point.
And
that was discussed already.
And if there, yeah, there was no exit wound. In the autopsy though, there should be, I mean, if there was no exit wound, then there should be fragmentation of the bullet would have fragmented into who knows how many pieces.
The doctor, and again, this is not a non-disclosure violation, but the doctor told us, came out there and told us. And then, they also told chief of staff. So the bullet came in and hit the vertebra. And it came in and then tore up everything in the wound cavity, hit the vertebra, crushed it, shattered it, turned, crushed the second one, turned, kept going down all the way. I think they said C6.
Holy shit.
Yeah, it's like, why not put that info out? Why not put it out? And then
wouldn't they put that out?
And do me a favor. Don't make me do it. It's not my job. And so then it got to here and you're exactly right. And then hit, I think, 6 and then fragged. And so explanation 101. What are you hiding? Yeah. It's like I'm sitting back here when people are saying we bombed him. Or there's a wound. I'm like, hey, somebody would, from an official capacity, would just release that. And I don't see how that could jeopardize a fair trial for a guy. And or somebody called the doctor. Somebody just called him. I've done a lot of death notifications where I had to tell kids that their parents were dead or their parents that their kids were dead. And I know what pain looks and sounds like. I wake up screaming sometimes, thinking of kids' faces. The words that came out of her mouth and how they came out when she walked in that room and saw him. You don't want to hear that. She's a victim. That's her husband. And now people without any proof are saying that she was a part of killing him. Come on, man. And then not having anything to substantiate it with. That's what makes me lose faith in people. And that we allow it. And that platforms allow it. It goes against everything that we are. And if we're going to allow that, what else are we going to allow? You hear that kind of pain come from somebody and see it. And I could only imagine the pain she's feeling now by having to hear that people say that she was a part of it. Those are lies. And so that, so... And so we have that organization. It's got this huge power vacuum going on now. And I'm sure it's affecting it. It's affected me. And so that's an organization with a lot of great people in it doing good things. You know? And so where do we draw the line to people making allegations of bad behavior? It's a huge question. I mean, could you imagine? Think of this for a second. You've lost friends. And could you imagine somebody reporting that one of your friends, his wife, was responsible for their death? What would you want to do to him?
Yeah.
And it's like, man, this is, we're better than this. We should be better than this. And we're not. And people are bitching about the leaders we have. And I was like, hey, we get the leaders we deserve.
It's a good point.
And we don't deserve very much right now. On each side. On each side, both sides.
It was an incredible interview. That was just a 5-minute snippet, obviously. It was much, much longer. Sean Ryan's great at long form, so I highly recommend you all just add that to your list of podcasts to listen into if you haven't done so already, because it's a great, great listen. Obviously, that answering a lot of questions that so many Americans had. And it's crazy to think that they were withholding that from us. Something that I think every American should have been informed of, and it's good to hear that information. Of course, we want to keep the conversation obviously going, folks, so give us a call, 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539. I know we got a lot of callers on. We'll keep the calls going, though, until the next portion of the show as well, because we're bouncing around from stories to callers. So we'll start up our next caller. Let's take Charlie in Tennessee, because it looks like you want to talk about the Snowden pardon, so welcome.
Hello.
Hi, Charlie. How are you?
I'm good. I wanted to you just mentioned something about Trump might pardon Snowden. I don't think Snowden would come back here. Yeah. I mean, this country, I mean, people are just tired. I mean, does anybody tell the truth?
Yeah.
I mean, you know what I mean? It's like we've got all this process, but the input and output's kind of guaranteed.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of wondering what's running the process anymore, honestly. But like I said, I think no way Snowden come back here. He's too smart.
Yeah. No, I don't think he would.
And that's pretty much my point.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
If you have any questions, go ahead. But I did used to work for President Trump years ago. But he might pardon him, but Snowden ain't coming back. Even did they snag him some state stuff or something civil or something.
Yeah. I mean, they're not even really floating the idea of a pardon out there right now. So just to kind of put that in perspective a bit, I haven't heard anything of legitimacy from anyone in the DOJ that this pardon might be something that's on the desk of Todd Blanche, which many pardons are, but they haven't gotten looked at yet. But I haven't heard about Snowden. So just to kind of put that in perspective. I don't think he would come back. I mean, I don't know what's going on right now at the White House, honestly. I'm seeing things. Last week was kind of a black pill week for me. I'm seeing things that I never thought I would see. So when it comes to kind of looking for any type of potential sign of something happening over there, I don't know. I truly don't know. It would be great to pardon Snowden. I don't think he would ever come back, though. I think he knows what would happen to him if he did. He's obviously someone who needs to be far, far away, and it's sad. That's the harsh reality. And Charlie, thank you for calling into the show. We appreciate that. We'll keep our eye on it, of course. And if I do hear of any type of whispers regarding a pardon, I'll let you guys know, of course. But as of right now, I have not heard of any. Let's turn to Laura. Laura, welcome to the show. I see you want to talk about Chicago crime. So I'll let you have the floor.
Good morning, Brianna. It's wonderful to be on your show. Congratulations for taking over the morning show. But yeah, I'm outside Chicago. I'm 40 miles straight west, but I do work at Heinz VA. I'm a veteran, so I used to go into the office, but the crime is so bad. And I want to talk about the woman who was set afire on the Blue Line. Now, that's like south of the Loop, south of Cook County Jail, but that's a really common line to go to the airport. So everyone in Chicago takes the Blue Line to O'Hare, and I'm just mortified. You know, I have teenagers who like to hang out in the city, go to the beach. They can't even do that anymore. You know, and the ICE, you know, ICE left, and there was a staging area, I guess you guys probably don't know, like headline news, but in Broadview, Illinois, where they were detaining criminals and stuff, and the protesters basically ran them out of Illinois. I don't know what happened, but they left and went to Charlotte, and all the people they did detain were released and dumped back into the city. So who knows where they went? So I'm just mortified. You know, I'm in West Chicago, and it's all Hispanic. I mean, the whole downtown is like a taco restaurant, some used clothes, and a Catholic church. I'm not kidding you. And ICE wasn't here. The whole, it's like Tampico, you know, the grocery store for them and everything. You know, Cricket, cheap everything, cheap auto, you know, Immigrazione. They own everything out here. They're not going anywhere. You can't even go out at night. People are knocking on my door last night. I'm a veteran. They took away my firearm. I got 6 months to get it back because my ex-husband said something. You know, I'm never going to get my firearm back. But I'm terrified. There's nothing I can do. You know, they taxed everybody out of staying in Illinois, like the big businesses. They all left. And, you know, the tax burden falls on us, the middle class. What are we going to do? You can't go anywhere.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. Tell everybody that about Illinois. Kind of gets left out of the news. I'm shocked that the fire victim even made the news. So
there was another one
yesterday about the axe attack. What?
Yeah.
Okay. So I just wanted to tell you how it's going down in Illinois. Do not move here. Please don't. Save yourselves. Go somewhere else.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, or first off, I'm sorry that you have to deal with all of this. I know it's a lot.
Okay.
Especially as a veteran, and to have your firearm taken away, I cannot imagine the level of vulnerability you feel when that happens. Because I have to say, owning a firearm and being able to carry it is one of the things that I do not take for granted. That's the reason why I left New York, because I was tired of feeling vulnerable, especially when you're living in a area where crime is very, very high. So I'm sorry that happened to you, and I hope you could somehow, some way, get your firearm back, and we'll keep you in our prayers on that front. But I'm glad that you're talking about, you know, crime in Illinois, because there are so many Americans who have had enough. You know, President Trump obviously saying he's going to try to help out, getting a lot of pushback, especially because the officials over there, Democrats, didn't want him to bring in any federal resources to help people like yourself out. And so you're dealing with that. You're dealing with a lot. And so we're sorry that's happening to you. We'll keep trying to cover it. It's plaguing this country. I mean, there's nowhere where there, I think, is 100% safe at this point. Throughout the Midwest, when we were traveling, when I was traveling to speak at certain events, I was going to places I've actually never been before, but I was shocked to see about the invasion that's been going on in this country, how so many of these illegal aliens that were brought in by the Biden administration were intentionally placed in the Midwest, in areas that normally wouldn't have these people showing up at their front doors. And so, again, this isn't just a city-related issue. This is something that's happening all over the country, and it it's just heartbreaking to see. And I'm sorry this is happening in Illinois. And, you know, we're going to keep fighting for you and telling the stories as much as we can in regards to it. But, you know, I hope everyone, if you're able to do so, can flee to a red state. But also, I kind of want all of you guys out there still fighting this battle. You know, I had to leave New York because I really couldn't keep living there anymore. I wanted to go somewhere where it was safe, and I didn't feel safe in New York. And as many of you guys saw, obviously, I'm a very, I'm an advocate for the Second Amendment. I think that we all should be able to carry at this point, because we all know that that's the only thing that deters those who want to commit harm against us. So, yeah, I'm all on board on that. It's just so heartbreaking, and I'm sorry that's happening to you in Illinois, and we'll keep holding you in our prayer. Thank you for calling and sharing that, though, with our audience. We deeply, deeply do sincerely wish you well on that. That's absolutely awful. I want to turn to, I want to turn to Jacob in Washington, who wants to talk about Communist Council. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning. So, how are you?
I am doing wonderful, considering I live in Washington State.
Oh, I know. Sorry.
So, like, my goal in life is to move to Idaho. First of all, in Idaho, there's more registered guns than there are people. And that's just registered guns. Think of all the unregistered guns. They don't lock their doors. They keep their keys in their trucks and stuff. And it's just a beautiful place I want to move to. But our city council just got taken over by a socialist, democratic, communist. It's pretty sick. And it's only not enough people voted, you know what I mean? But it's like, what do you do about that when people aren't interested in having their voice heard? They just don't vote, or they don't think it matters. But now, I don't know, it's just sick. It's just one state after the other is getting taken out.
Yeah, that's just the crazy part, too, is the low voter turnout. You know, we're just talking about Illinois, interesting enough, Chicago having low voter turnout, and that's what landed them that communist mayor. I think it's pretty sad. I think most people are just losing kind of faith in the election process itself and don't think that their voice actually does matter. So I think that's what you're seeing there. Jacob, thanks for calling in. Again, I want to keep like echoing to our audience, like, it's important for us, especially if you're listening to the show, for you guys specifically to vote. I hate watching this mass, everyone going out there and saying, oh, everyone needs to vote, and registering people who don't understand how your vote translates to policies. Those are the people I don't want to encourage to go out and vote. But obviously, if you're watching this show, you're someone who's well-versed on the issue, and you're someone who does need to go out and vote. And so you at home should go out and vote. The low voter turnout is a massive, massive issue in this country. And, you know, sometimes it's good. I mean, sometimes I don't want people who don't understand these issues to come forward and to be weighing in our election, because they don't understand what the long-term ramifications are. And most of the time they flee after they destroy a state or a city with their toxic votes. So, again, it's kind of like a toss-up. It truly is. And this communist movement is spreading rapidly all across the country. And that's why we need all hands on deck for that. So thank you for calling into the show. My producer Matt has just flagged something he wants to play for us, and he wants to kind of talk about it a bit. It has to do with this fake going green movement in China. Could the world's biggest polluter be the savior against climate change? That's the question they're asking right now. Take a listen to clip 14.
Can China lead the charge on the green transition? Yes, you heard that right. The world's biggest polluter has sent the second largest delegation to COP30 after Brazil, the host country. And that's as China is ramping up its role as a leader in the global fight against climate change. The U.S., meanwhile, did not attend the conference. That's probably no surprise, as U.S. President Donald Trump has called climate change the greatest con job perpetuated against the world, and withdrawn the U.S. from the Paris Climate Accord twice. But even before that, China was already stepping up. That's both in terms of its climate pledges and, critically, China's role as the world's largest producer of green technologies and its biggest investor in clean energy. In September, China pledged to reduce its emissions by up to 10% from their peak by 2035. And that progress is already happening. An analysis by the Center for Research on Energy and Clean Air said that China's emissions over the past 18 months have either fallen or been flat. That's a big deal for a country that continues to build coal-burning power plants. But it also speaks to China's ambition to become a clean energy superpower. Here in China, more than half of the cars sold last month were either EVs or hybrids. And the country has significantly expanded its solar and wind energy, now operating at some 5 times that of the United States. And it's not just what's happening within China that matters. Chinese factories are pumping out these technologies cheaply, allowing lower and middle income countries to develop while also reducing their reliance on fossil fuels. So even as analysts say that China has a lot of work to do to reduce its own substantial emissions, it's already playing a key role driving forward green transitions in countries around the world.
Ah, the propaganda is real. Matt wants to weigh in on this. Obviously, you are the expert when it comes to the green scam. I'll let you take things away.
Yeah. As a former climate cult member, it's interesting. There's a lot to say about this, and thanks to MRC for really starting to get the ball rolling. I do want to comment because I do want to kind of augment a little bit of what you can read in this article. Holy Mao Zedong, CNN brown noses China as savior of the world from climate change. So it's interesting to note, and something that MRC brings up, is that Simone McCarthy, the CNN anchor here that made this video, she didn't disclose how Warner Bros. Discovery, the parent company, has interesting business ties to China. For instance, in 2015, Warner Bros. Signed an agreement with China state-controlled China Media Capital, CMC, to form the joint venture Flagship Entertainment Group. So that is a bit of a conflict of interest here. However, it goes a lot deeper, because I think that if For all of the InfoWars listeners out there, or people who are hip to the climate scam, everyone knows that China has historically been the worst polluter as a rapidly industrializing country. And they're also the biggest beneficiary of climate policies, economically speaking, because it's restricted access to cheap energy in developed nations. Mm-hmm. Now, you'll notice that Simone McCarthy pointed to a study that discussed China's carbon dioxide emissions were unchanged from a year earlier in the third quarter of 2025. And she also elaborated on the fact that their emissions were flat or falling, right, mm-hmm. in March of 2024. So I took a look at the study, and here's where I started doing a little bit of digging. That study was done by Carbon Brief, which people can go check that out. And so I looked at who were the underwriters, who funded Carbon Brief, and it turns out that it's the European Climate Foundation. Mm. Now, in my experience, when I kind of look at these things and you see this kind of shell game of different carbon entities or different climate entities funding each other, it's kind of to mask, you know, what's going on with it. People who've looked into this would know that the European Climate Foundation was founded by Dr. Laurine Tubiana. Tubiana she's got long-standing ties to China through her involvement with the China Council for International Cooperation on Environmental and Development. She's also held this role since 2002. This connection also includes her work as CEO of the aforementioned European Climate Foundation, which collaborates with China on climate and environmental issues. She's advocated for partnerships with China on green technology, climate, finance, and she's had a pretty integrated approach on climate action. We'll get into what this really means, practically speaking, on the other side.
I know y'all are tired of me talking about this, but let's talk about methylene blue.
Methylene blue?
Methylene blue.
Methylene blue.
I have shared the methylene blue with my crew.
Buy it before it's banned, because I just found another use for it after the bloody wart. It removed my face. I fell down the other day and scraped up my leg, and I added some of the liquid stuff here, the methylene blue, stopped the bleeding. Alleviated the pain, and then I put a Band-Aid over it, and now it's healed up on, you know, faster. So they don't buy it before it's banned, y'all.
That's crazy. I love how everybody in the InfoWars audience just buys methylene blue and just starts doing science experiments.
Well, it's known that it has topical applications to it, right? You talk about the wart. Other people have talked about, you know, like maybe stomach issues here and there, other things. It has antimicrobial properties, but only really to gram-negative bacteria. So only really the bad things involved.
So there you go.
Oh, one more thing, y'all. I haven't slept 8 hours without urinating since I was like 20. This stuff is, you know, I can go. I don't have to go every 5 minutes. I'm like a 20-year-old as far as my prostate goes.
Very interesting. Thank you for the call, Bart.
I'm really proud of the Alex Jones store. You know, when Bigley came in at first, I didn't really know what to think of it, but I saw the products they came out with, and they're willing to work with me, and I really got to have fun with them, and I got to bring some cool things to market, like methyl drive and power plant specifically I'm very proud of. You know, it's been a blast to get to work with Bigley. They work with some of the biggest, some of the best supplement manufacturers in the country, and what I've been able to do with them is I've really been able to come out with a lot of these new blends that really are effective for people and have efficacious doses without the blend, without the fillers, without kind of, you know, lower quality mixtures used to getting at certain places. It's been really incredible to work with Bigley.
Again, thank you so much. Check out the alexjonesstore.com today, and I thank you for keeping us on the air.
Welcome back to the American Journal. If you're on hold right now, we're going to get to you. Don't go anywhere. We're going to wait for the 5 minutes, and we're all back. And we'll bring you guys in as well. The number, in case you want to call in, because we'll do about 20 more minutes worth of stories and calls, 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539. Now, Matt was in the middle of a very informative report, and so I'll bring things back over to Matt. Matt, take the floor.
Hey, yeah, so where we left off, we were talking about Dr. Lauren Tubiana. She's a French national, although she was born in Albania. We were talking about her ties to China, right? It's also very important to recognize that she was a key architect of the original Paris Agreement. She's almost devoted her whole life to this. Another thing that's really interesting and why she is so endeared by China is that as a teenager, Tubiana joined the Revolutionary Communist League. So she was a young communist, right? So those are just a couple interesting notes as to her character. And yeah, that's actually, I found that out on her wiki. So, I mean, anyone who just takes a cursory glance at who she is will get a pretty broad picture.
Yeah.
Now, what this means, practically speaking, the way I see this working out is Lauren Tubiana has been a central proponent of climate policies, and she's trying to steer China's ambitions with a very soft touch approach by bringing them into the fold of developed nations. This gives China the greenwashed image of being a leader of clean energy while being one of the world's largest polluters. So that's pretty concerning. And if we take a look at, you know, how China treats recycling, for instance, right? China, a lot of plastic recycling is shipped over to China, right? Which makes no sense because of all the carbon emissions that it takes. China, you know, supposedly recycles this when most people who are watchdogs on this issue will let you know that China dumps most of it in the ocean, right? All this plastic refuse. So, you know, China's got a real pattern of saying one thing and doing another. And the way that I see this working out, is that China will abuse the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, the UNFCCC, the same way that they abuse other world coalitions like the WHO by leveraging its financial contributions and influence to advance its political priorities. In the example that I just laid out with the WHO, you know, they promote their preferred narratives during health crises like COVID-19, right, to gain a larger role in global healthcare governance. Mm-hmm. So, you know, China has an established pattern of saying one thing and doing another, and this report only serves as propaganda for China. That's the way that I see it. So at first glance, this report seemed kind of good, right? Especially if you're in favor of these climate policies. But really it doesn't address what's actually going to happen in practice.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think it ever does, honestly. I mean, we time and time again call it out, but I mean, China doesn't really care about any of this. And so I think that's transparent. Matt, thank you for giving us that update. I don't know why CNN, it's like they have no shame. They just run propaganda on their network and they don't even care to make it sound like it's actually, not propaganda, but obviously it is. Folks, we've got a lot going on in the third hour of the program. We're excited that you're jumping in with us. Sarah Gonzalez will be joining me in just a few moments. A lot to go on, to go off about over there. You know, we talked about on the show, we had the Texas representative Brian Harrison on this program just last week. There's an update in regards to, his efforts to try to block illegal aliens from getting their vehicles registered here in the state of Texas. And you probably think that's strange. Isn't Texas supposed to be a Republican state? Well, newsflash. We've got a lot of rhinos here who don't seem to care about upholding the rule of law in this country, in this state specifically, though. So we will talk with Sarah about that. Plus, we're taking your call. So give us a ring, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. When we come back from this quick break, we will talk to you. I'll see you in just 1 minute. We'll talk soon.
Alex Jones, patriot. A man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life. But they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology, we have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. Louder. Go to alexjonesapp.com, the number one news app in the world. Yes!
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello.
Welcome back to the American Journal. We're kicking off the third hour of the show by taking your calls. So if you haven't done so already, give us a call, 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539. We'll be taking your calls. Also continuing to cover a couple of really important stories I want to make sure are on your radar. There's a lot of distractions out there, and I want to make sure that you stay informed and that these distractions don't work. All right, let's go back to taking some calls. We'll bring in Chad right now because Chad wants to discuss Epstein. Welcome to the show, my friend.
Good morning, Brianna.
Good morning.
The Amy Robach story back in 2015 that was killed.
Yeah.
I the amount of reading that I've done on it, I've never once seen anything from that aspect, from her aspect. And the sources that they interviewed, that Trump was ever implicated in any of that. And I find that interesting, you know, being 2015, you would think if they had something on Trump that they would have probably maybe gone in that direction. But I recommend everybody maybe just kind of relive or go and watch her leaked tape that was, I think, provided by Project Veritas, if I'm not mistaken. And I mean, it's just, it's a very interesting story how that, how originally what her take was is that, you know, she was quoted in there, or, you know, it's her own words, and stating, you know, asked, do I believe that Epstein was killed? 100%. Yes, I do. I mean, her take on all of that, and based off of the testimony of Virginia Giuffre or Roberts, that, you know, it's from her, but she also had indicated that they had other women that were backing that her statements up as well. And I just find this interesting that it's all Trump, Trump, Trump. You know, Trump was, he came in and said that this would be released. He wouldn't go forward if he knew he was guilty. And it's just interesting that that is not, she had to retract everything and state that it was, oh, well, this is, you know, Amy had to retract and state that this is, this is not, you know, a sufficient amount of, you know, we didn't have everything. This isn't the way we do journalism. But yet in that leaked tape, I mean, she was 100% convinced.
Yeah.
And, you know, everything was there. So I find that just popped in my mind when all this came back up and resurfaced. And I don't know. I just don't see anybody talking about or kind of looking at that angle. And that's ABC News.
Yeah. And they go so hard that, I mean, ABC News is the same outlet that had that reporter in the White House yesterday trying to grill Trump on their fake connection with Trump and Epstein. And Trump did put her in her place. We played that clip earlier in the show. But, yeah, no one seems to be talking about that. You know, this is the problem with all these corporate media so-called journalists. If they would have done that to me, I probably would have quit my job and just put everything out there. But there's all these cowards. People are too afraid to step up to the plate when they're pushed back on by their editors, their executives. They don't want to lose that corporate media job that's so cushy. She was fired up. And that was a Project Veritas leak. She was fired up about all of that and was trying her very best to put out the information. Again, like, it's really hard to understand how someone stands in front of a camera with a microphone on and doesn't think it's going to get out there. But obviously it did. So, interesting that no one, yeah, you're right, talks about that anymore. I mean, that was her just talking openly about her coverage and how it was shut down because they didn't want to obviously go after the prince. Obviously, he was implicated with Clinton as well. So there was a lot there. Also, you know, we just got this push alert sent my way, and I wanted to play this for you because it's really interesting. You know, we talked about Larry Summers. And by the way, Chad, thank you for calling in. We're going to play this clip as well. It has to do with what you were just talking about, Larry Summers, and how he's been for many years now. He's been alleged to have ties to Epstein. Obviously, now we've seen more messages, which obviously strengthened those allegations significantly. But Larry Summers is someone who said he was going to step out of the limelight a little bit, but he's also keeping his Harvard professor job right now. Well, one of the students apparently just recorded Larry Summers openly apologizing to the Harvard students. Let's take a listen.
Some of you will have seen my statement of regret, expressing my shame with respect to what I did in communication with Mr. Epstein, and that I've said that I'm going to step back from public activities for a time, but that I think it's very important to fulfill my teaching obligations. And so, with your permission, we're going to go forward and talk about the material in the class.
Sound like a little bit of a confession more than an apology, but folks, this is, a lot of people have been denying their ties to Epstein and now that they're being exposed. They are obviously ashamed, but it's more so the fact that they're more embarrassed. The public now knows about what they were up to rather than anything else of substance. Again, this is disgusting. This is disturbing. And I don't know how Harvard is still allowing him to keep his position, but, Harvard's not what it used to be these days. Harvard's not what it used to be. Chad, thank you for calling. We appreciate the discussion, of course. I also wanted to point this out to you guys. I don't know if you saw this. I did try to echo this. And you know me, I always try to bring attention whenever it comes to any type of sextortion cases against young people, specifically children, because so many of them do take their lives when they are harassed online. But there was this really interesting case that popped up, and this individual has now been sentenced. A Nigerian man was sentenced to prison time for cyber stalking and other charges related to sextortion and the death of a young man. Now, again, we don't often talk about these cases because they are embarrassing for so many people, but I think it's important that we do just talk about this. This Nigerian, Alicia Dave, was their, I guess their online name, was sentenced to 72 months in prison, 5 years of supervised release, and over $3,000 in restitution for offenses related to sex extortion and the death of a young man in Pennsylvania. Now, the information about this, obviously very, very disturbing. And he did take this plea agreement to cyber stalking. And, you know, this individual was 26 years old, obviously pleading guilty. But it's just so disturbing when these stories pop up everywhere. Because, again, I keep telling people, talk to your kids about this. If this happens to you, you don't want them to be embarrassed that it happened to them. Because once they start complying, once they allow the stress to get to them, these are the cases that pop up. A lot of kids and people do take their lives because they are embarrassed by all of this. It's very upsetting. It's very disturbing. But again, I keep telling people, talk to your kids. Talk to your kids. There was just a child in the UK who took their own life after this was happening to them as well. And we just hate to see this happen. But there's nothing that you should fear a person going after you about. There's nothing that you should fear embarrassment of. And having these conversations, open conversations with your children are very, very important to do. So I just wanted to highlight that. And it's sad, but 72 months just doesn't seem like a long enough time in prison, given the fact that a young man has lost his life in all of this. All right, I want to keep taking your calls, of course, because a lot of you are calling in right now. Let's keep moving down the line. I see Alex in Northern Virginia has something he'd like to say. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning, Alex.
Hey, okay. Number one, I wanted to go ahead and state that I don't think she's being sincere at all with now turning her head and talking about, I'm talking about Joy Reid.
Okay.
You know, and now all of a sudden she's changing her stance on that. Now that she's not being genuine at all. She's just trying a different thing to try to get noticed.
Yeah.
But as far as all of this trans thing, remember, see, I'm Generation X. So when I was growing up, people like this were put on SSRIs. They were put on pills that were for multiple personality disorder. Because that's what they suffer from.
Yeah.
But for some odd reason, now we went ahead and okayed it, and now we get the crazies to live amongst us. But that's okay, because Mom Donnie's about to bring back Arkham Asylum. So we're going to see what happens out there in New York. Now, I also wanted to plug the Faraday bag bundle that was being sold about a month ago, maybe a month and a half ago, I can't remember. I got that bundle bag. I got everything that I wanted in it, plus I was already buying stuff because I'm a member.
Thank you.
So the Faraday bag, me and my daughters, we ran a test on it to see if it actually works, put our phones, the volume was all the way up, and I called everybody's phone, and it was loud. I said, all right. So I threw their phones in the bag, and I didn't even seal it, and I called them. No signal went through their cell phones at all. My laptop, now I keep in there, no signal goes through it at all. So that Faraday bag is something to behold. And the battle dagger that came with it? Good God almighty, that thing is sharp. And I pity the fool that decides to test me in the last days and times if I got that.
Yeah, well, that's why we tried our best to let you guys know when it was on sale on the website last month. And I know it sold out quick. We'll probably get more of those in, though. I mean, especially as we get closer to the holidays. But I'm glad to hear that. You know, that's so important, too. I don't think people realize, too, the radiation that comes off of our phones and how dangerous it is. I've actually done with this woman who also creates things like this, very similar products. We've done tests, and I had no idea. My phone is nowhere near me at night anymore because of what I learned from what comes off your phone. So just a suggestion that they're out there, too. These are incredible products over at thealexjonesstore.com. Obviously, we're sold out of that right now. But this is why when I say, and I think people are thinking I'm a little dramatic, Alex, I'm always like, go there now because you don't know when it's going to sell out. But our items do sell out quick because it's high-quality products. And so when we showed it on this show, when I put up the bag, it was showing everyone. They listened, and unfortunately, we're sold out now, but I'm sure we'll get that back in stock. And, Alex, it's great to hear that you're enjoying it. So thank you for calling. And thank you for being a member, too.
Thank you. And also, I just yesterday, last night, got the Methylene Red and the Alex Jones coffee. I got it in my mail. So I'm going to, later about noon, I'm going to go ahead and mix the Methylene Blue and the Red and start developing my Jean Grey powers.
I love this.
I'm going to put it all together and through the time. Seriously, we're going to see. I want to see how this works, mixing them together.
Yeah, I have a paper cup so you can't see it, but I do it every morning now with the Methylene Red specifically, and it's amazing. I mean, it is absolutely amazing. The difference between the first hour to the third hour when I start sipping on it, and then you get into the third hour of the show, you're like, all right, I'm a little bit more, less brain fog going on. No, it's incredible. We actually sold out of that too, super, super fast. We're going to get more of that in, of course, because that's definitely one of the top items. But I think Alex just said on the last ad that Methylene Blue, just that alone, we have like an 80% reorder rate for that. So these are all items that are extremely popular, and people are noticing the big difference. So, Alex, I'm excited to hear from you. Once you do, if you're on X, shoot it over to me in the tweet and let me know what your review is on it, because I would love to hear from you, of course. Also, my email's up, too, so you can let us know. And I look forward to hearing from you, Alex. Thanks for calling in, and I appreciate you waiting on hold for that. So thank you.
Thank you.
All right, I want to turn to Anthony in New York. Anthony, thank you also for hanging on hold over there. It sounds like you have something you'd like to talk about, so welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's an honor. I wanted to get your take on something that I seen yesterday with Candace Owens. Mm. She was talking about that people had been seen on the roof at the Utah College a week or so before the actual assassination. And she was also talking about some airplanes with some foreigners and a bunch of license plates. I'm sure you've seen it. Would you like, can you touch on that? Or
I haven't actually seen it. No, I know it's bad to say. It's been a busy week. I've been trying to dig through all the Thomas Crook stuff. They dumped a bunch of documents on that. So I'll let you explain a little bit more if you want to, but I actually have not seen it. So I'll let you take the floor if you want to kind of explain it a little bit more.
Okay. So I was watching Candace Owens yesterday, and she was talking about that there was a report that a student had seen a man on the roof and that it was reported two or three times. Mm-hmm. And they were trying to get a hold of this person that had, you know, did the report, and they can't, like, it's like everything, every single path is being blocked. Like, we can't find this, we can't find that. It's like, this is ridiculous. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, this person is alive, you know? So, like, he's got to be somewhere. Like, why is he invisible now? You know, they're making these reports, you know? It's got to be some kind of records. That's all I really want to say. I don't want to go crazy.
No, I appreciate you calling and waiting on hold for that. You know, it's so crazy because, like I said, I've been digging into the Crook stuff, and the so-called new FBI wants transparency, they claim, but they are not very transparent these days. And so the problem with it is it leads a lot of us to either speculate or have to do digging on our own. And so that's exactly what I know Candace is trying to do. So many other people are trying to get to the bottom of this and figure things out. The Crook stuff, though, I could speak to that. I mean, you know, the FBI, when Tucker was originally reporting on this, the FBI, like, came out there and was like, oh, well, to Tucker's crew, well, how do you know any of this is real? And then they were forced to admit after Tucker aired everything that, okay, yeah, you're right, the social media accounts were valid. It's just so infuriating. It shouldn't come to these points where independent journalists, podcasters are out there digging through things, trying to find facts for their own audience and try to give them some type of closure in that. It just shouldn't be that way. There should be a different level of transparency. But again, there were all of these issues. There's never that. I mean, you heard me talking about the Cybertruck explosion that took place in Vegas on January 1st of this year. The fact that the entire manifesto is now classified and they haven't, or they won't give us an explanation as to why, or the Department of War, again, is just, there's a lack of transparency, and they don't want us to be conspiracy theorists. But what else do we have? I mean, we have to dig for these solutions ourselves or figure out, get some closure ourselves. And we've got no allies, it feels like, almost in this fight for truth and transparency. They claim to be, but they're not. Anthony, thanks for calling, and thank you for waiting on hold for that, because
so
I appreciate you bringing that to our thank you, and I appreciate you calling in and bringing that to our attention. I want to turn to Karen in California. The White House comment line is what you like to discuss, so welcome to the show.
Good morning. Yeah, people, I don't think, are aware of it, and you can call. Mm-hmm. It's Tuesday through Thursday, 7 o'clock in California. You can call till, I think, noon.
Mm-hmm.
And you leave messages. Sometimes you get to talk to someone. Otherwise, you can leave a message, and hopefully relay the messages, but that's a tool. And anyone on InfoWars could introduce that number or have it going across the bottom of the TV so that you can do a call for action.
Yeah.
So they can be aware of what you're really thinking.
Yeah. No, Karen, I think it's a great solution.
So I'm going to look and see if you ticker tape it across your screen.
Yeah, we're digging for it. Do you have it on hand right now, or we could pull it up, though.
I have it.
What's the number?
202-456-1111.
There you go. We'll get that up. Karen, thank you for that. You know,
Tuesday.
Yeah, so you know what's so funny, though, Karen, too, about this? My mom actually, when Barack Obama was in the White House, my mom actually sent over, she didn't call him. She did send a letter, and she was ripping him for just all the awful things he was doing. And then she got a letter response back, and it was just this generic, and I think it might have been a joke on their end, but saying, thank you for all the support. We appreciate your support. So I know my mom is active, and she does call the line. She does send the letters to let the White House know what she's feeling, especially under the Obama years. So, yeah, folks, definitely do that, because we are all trying to make sure the president knows how we feel about all of this. And so, yeah, I'm on board. Give them a call. Karen, thank you for calling. We appreciate that. We got the number on the screen right now, so thank you so much. I want to turn to
Let's see. This could be an interesting one. Doc Fauci, welcome to the show.
Brianna.
Oh, man.
How's it going?
Oh, man. You're making me nervous, Doc Fauci.
It's your favorite doctor.
Welcome to the show.
Hey, Brianna. Hey, I wanted to ask you, what number booster are you on?
Zero. Zilch.
No. You got to be on your 17th booster by now.
Mm-mm, nope, we're pure bloods over here on InfoWars.
No, Brianna. Brianna, listen to me. Okay, I like you. I'm up here in New Hampshire. I'm hiding out. You know, this is where we all hide because, you know, that's where Ghislaine Maxwell was hiding, you know, when her cell phone got caught with, like, tinfoil wrapped all around it. You know, she did a Faraday cage with her little cell phone.
Yes. Listen.
So, Brianna, I want to talk about preparedness.
Uh-huh.
Okay? You know about do you prepare?
Prep food? Is that what you're referring to?
Like, no. That's the thing, like. Most people are like 300 pounds here. You know, I'm a doctor. You know, you don't need food.
I'll let you take the stage. Yeah, let's hear about it.
You need water. Water. You need to be able to filter your water. You need to take your booster. You need to have a lot of stuff. But, like, you know what's really good is if you What are people going to do without their alcohol?
Sober up. That's what they're going to do.
No. You got to get a bunch of sugar. You got to get a bunch of yeast and you just make your own alcohol. You make this like this thing in like the Finnish like chunk scene, like they make their own alcohol and stuff. They just do it.
All right. Well, Fauci, listen, we appreciate your advice. Although I don't trust the experts and I don't think anyone at home should, but thank you for calling in today. Folks at home, I'm not a doctor, nor will they call me an expert, but I'll probably say skip out on the alcohol if you can and skip out on those boosters. Don't do it. But I'm not an expert, but I've been right about a lot. So thank you for calling Dr. Fauci. We appreciate the call. We've got about 2 minutes left, so I want to turn to the clown car. Welcome to the show, my friend. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Captain Clown Call for the week, ma'am. So my friend at Zoffer, the Shamrock guy, he's actually running for congressional seat down there in Texas against, Valentina Gomez?
Yes, I've met her before. Met her once before, yeah.
So, yeah, he's going to run against her in the upcoming election.
What are your thoughts on that?
I think it's perfect timing. I mean, if anything's going to come down and stop up all the drain the swamp, it's going to be a ShamWow guy.
Well, tell us a little bit more about him because I'm not familiar with him.
Oh, he's Vince Offer, the infomercial guy. He was born in Israel, came there when he was 5, the Sheepshead Bay, Brooklyn, until he was like 17. Then he joined the Church of not the Latter-day Saints, but the other one. And it was figure sci-fi type of people. And he got out of that about 15 years now, got married, had a daughter, and he's just made a video actually called Woke Busters. It's on YouTube to give you an idea of where his political stance is.
Interesting.
Woke Busters.
We'll keep our eye.
I know the guy who co-wrote it, the guy Sean Lennon, he co-wrote that.
Well, thank you for that update. I like that update a lot. Something for us to keep our eye on. So thank you for calling in, Clown Car. We appreciate you. Folks, we've got a lot going on. I just wanted to tell you, too, I got an update in regards to Corey Mills. It looks like Congresswoman Nancy Mace is going to be forcing a vote to censure him as well. So we'll see how this goes. They're not happy about the backdoor deal, that report that I exclusively reported to you guys last night and earlier today on the show, obviously telling you that House leadership Republicans were the ones who were actually behind the scenes looking to make sure that
Democrats weren't censured about their connections with Jeffrey Epstein. Now, they're denying that, according to my source. I've spoken to someone high up in the leadership over at the House, and they're telling me, no, your report's wrong, but I know it's right. And Nancy Mace out there as well saying, I got it right as well. So don't let these rhinos throw us off course. They're all a bunch of scumbags. More next with Sarah Gonzalez.
Ladies and gentlemen, our ultramethylene blue is the best medical grade there is. It's so good for your body. We have nothing but rave reviews. It is so crazy good. But even if you buy it and don't like it, which we've had out of like 500 people I've given it to, three didn't have any effect. Every person on air I've given it to absolutely loves it. And it's so good for you. Super energy, within 30 minutes, no letdown, and you even sleep better on it. It's crazy. It's unbelievable. We have the best at theallshowstore.com. And we have all the other great products. I know Irish Sea Moss doesn't sound sexy, or Shilajit doesn't, or bovine colostrum. Whatever's the best, whatever's the highest rated, whatever absolutely delivers, that's what we sell. So take action now. The widest selection of Patriot apparel, a lot of limited edition shirts, ball caps, t-shirts, hoodies, sweaters are also there at theallshowstore.com. And even if the globalists shut down InfoWars, which they got a state receiver trying to do right now, we're fighting in court. Whatever. We got the Alex Jones Network that's owned by Bigley that I don't own, and the AlexJonesStore.com that I don't own. I'll just be the news director there. They can't shut that down. So you're keeping us on air at the same time getting incredible products. Folks, you are missing out. I'm not a hype man. They said the best salesmen sell good products. Well, I sell the best. Go to the AlexJonesStore.com right now because we have a sale running from now, Tuesday, November 18th, when I'm saying this live on air, until Monday, November 24th at midnight. Every order on top of all the other discounts that are there, gets $10 at checkout. Just at checkout, when you hit checkout, $10 comes off. And that means if you're buying a ball cap or a t-shirt or a $20 bottle of probiotic that's excellent, it's crazy. For the next week only, add any of our amazing products to your cart and you'll get an additional 10% automatically applied at checkout. Best-selling products, ultramethylene blue, cleanest, strongest, medical grade formula, bovine colostrum, the best, 2,000 milligram per scoop. Don't know about it? You should look into it. We got the best. Ultimate Sea Moss. Don't know about it? Look into it. We have the best. It's like 40 milligrams per serving of two gummies or the capsules. That's like a giant bowl of Irish Sea Moss. Talk about, you think spinach is good for Popeye? Well, this is like spinach to the infinity. Ultimate Life Force, Spike Protein, Cardiovascular Detox. Incredible. Everybody should be taking that. It's all there. Shilajit capsules, all there. And if you're a VIP, you sign up, $30 a month, you instantly get $40 to spend in the store. Special deals, special offers, special sales. So if you buy anything on the store, become a VIP. And if you're worried about stuff selling out, which stuff sometimes sells out for like 6 months. One time, sold out of the Irish Sea Moss 6 months. Because we have the highest standards, it's hard to get the ingredients. You sign up for AutoShip, they hold it back for you, and you get 50% off in the future order. You can cancel any time. So it's not much of a commitment when you become a VIP or a subscriber. You cancel any time. You just get all the benefits. But we know it's so good when you get it, you'll reorder. We have an 80%+ reorder on the Methylene Blue. Nobody has that.
Welcome to TheAlexJonesStore.com, the home of real solutions. Fuel your day with Ultimate Burn and Ultra Methylene Blue. Replenish and recharge with Ultimate Sea Moss or delicious Shilajit gummies. Stay sharp, stay stylish with our t-shirts and sweatshirts. Perfect for any season. Don't wait. Tap into real gear and real supplements at thealexjonesstore.com. Power up today.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at @RealAlexJones and at @AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello.
Welcome back to The American Journal. Final last show in this beautiful Wednesday morning. I'm glad that you're all jumping on with us. Of course, a lot happening, a lot we've been keeping our eyes on, and still a lot more to discuss. And obviously, like, I'm not going to try to lie to you and make things sound all cushy and whatnot. There's a lot going on in the world that is not so good. But let's focus on something positive right now. Texas has just seen a little bit of a victory because we have we've got, like, two functioning politicians that I really like in Austin specifically. But Brian Harrison, he's one of the Texas state reps. He's one of the very few who's in this fight. And he's producing results. He exposed the fact that the Texas EMBs were actually giving vehicle registrations, get this, to illegal aliens. To illegal aliens. If you're wondering why that would happen in a so-called red state, well, we all had that question. And he's been on top of it. You know, we had him on the show last week to detail that. But he just brought us this massive victory saying the Texas EMV is going to issue new rules to stop illegal aliens from getting vehicle registrations in the state of Texas. He then goes on to thank everyone who melted Greg Abbott's phone lines to demand these actions. Someone who is likely voting, or I guess who is probably on the phone making a lot of phone calls, is Sarah Gonzalez, and she joins us now. She's the host of Sarah Gonzalez Unfiltered, which airs at 7 p.m. Eastern Time over on The Blaze. And she also does a great job over on X as well, going after all of these rhinos. So make sure you give her a follow as well, Sarah Gonzalez TX on X. Sarah, it's good to see you on the show today. Okay, a lot of questions I'm going to ask you, but the first one is this. Brian Harrison securing a massive victory, now forcing the DMV to stop giving illegal aliens vehicle registrations. I mean, it's common sense, but finally people are catching on and Greg Abbott's getting involved because it was called out publicly. Your reaction?
Yeah, I mean, thank you for having me on, Brianna. Brian Harrison seems to be the only one who is willing to go up against the machine that is Governor Greg Abbott. He seems to be the only one who is willing to coordinate these social media campaigns that have been so effective in making sure that these Texas lawmakers and officials are held accountable for what they claim that they want to do. I mean, you have a governor who is over there tweeting about, or I should say his office is tweeting, because you never know who's actually making the tweets, but they're very, very good at putting out, you know, X posts that sound super based or it sounds super conservative, when in actuality, you have to ask yourself, how is it possible that in the state of Texas, we had this happening right under our noses? You can have a Republican governor, a Republican lieutenant governor, a Republican legislature, and still have illegal aliens getting vehicle registrations. So you have to understand, Brianna, I think your audience needs to understand that if this is happening in Texas, It must be happening practically everywhere, certainly in blue states. But if it's happening in Texas, that's very bad news for the rest of the country. And we really, really need to clean our act up and get our acts together here in this state. It's really disgusting that it's even come to one lone ranger, Brian Harrison, who I know the rest of the Texas legislature. Here's a dirty little secret, Brianna. Mm-hmm. The Texas legislature does not like it when Brian Harrison does this. They don't like it because it kind of exposes everyone just being okay with the status quo and not demanding these things. They don't like that Brian Harrison goes to X, but I am so grateful that he does because it really has been effective at making change.
He's literally the only person who calls this nonsense out. You know, I noticed when Republicans in Texas were pretending like they were trying to get rid of property tax in the state, that he was the only one calling it out, saying there's nothing here legislatively that would completely abolish property tax. And they were all trying their very best to spin the narrative. So we had him on this show just to kind of clear it all out. It's sad. It's really sad because I thought when I was coming to Texas that we were going to be dealing with our fellow Republicans, but apparently that's not the case. People who are aligned and do want to support and uphold conservative values. That's not the case, though. And so it's good to have him in this fight. But of course, they don't like him because he's exposing all of their fraud as they continue to tout and pretend like, oh, we're really fighting for Texans here and what they want. But that's not the case. And he's one of the very few calling it out. And speaking of that, you call it out quite often over on X, and we're very grateful for just that. But yesterday, a big ruling did come down, and you were kind of calling out Greg Abbott a bit, and rightfully so. But in this, it was a 2-1 vote that the panel just recently overturned the congressional maps, those new lines that were just recently drafted to redistrict the congressional maps here in Texas. And this was an opportunity, of course, for the 2026 House race. It looks like the judge weighing in on that was kind of going after it because they said that there was a lot of evidence that this was kind of racial gerrymandering. What is Greg Abbott have to do with all of this? Because I see you're calling him out on that.
Yeah, it's a great question, Brianna. So unfortunately, two things happened. There were two unforced errors that happened that didn't have to, that were just sloppy, incredibly sloppy. One of the errors was on Governor Greg Abbott. So what happened was the DOJ sent a letter to the state, basically saying that this was racial gerrymandering and it needed to be course corrected. And instead of saying, hold on a second, you know, we don't do this based on race, Governor Abbott said, yes, actually, it is based on race. He concurred with the DOJ and said, yes, you're right. We need to course correct based on race. And so that's what they ended up essentially doing. And Governor Greg Abbott, as someone who has been governor for so long, as someone who was the attorney general, he should know not to use that type of language when concurring with the DOJ. He should know to completely stay away from that language entirely. I mean, the good news is that this should get overturned by the Supreme Court, which Attorney General Ken Paxton has already filed to, you know, for an appeal to them. But it didn't have to be like this didn't have to go there. We didn't have to have our attorney general expend energy that he doesn't, you know, he's over here winning all these lawsuits, filing all these lawsuits. He doesn't have time. And yet now he has to take this on because the governor just couldn't understand that you can't use race as the reason for redistricting. I mean, this is something that he should know. It was an unforced error. And it's just, it's all really sloppy and embarrassing, especially again, here in the state of Texas. I feel bad, Brianna. Can I just say I was kind of part of the people who were in your ear like, yes, move to Texas. Cause I love you and I wanted you to live here so that we could hang out. But the dirty little secret is that there is all this dysfunction happening within the Republican state of Texas. And it's just really, you know, it's embarrassing at times.
It is embarrassing. And you know what? I love a good fight with Rhino. So you know what? I love being here. It's my favorite right now. It's my favorite fight to pick.
We need you. We need you.
That's why I'm not going anywhere. I'm staying right here. And it's been great because, you know, when you confront these people about their nonsense, they always seem to kind of turn into a different direction because they don't like being called out on it. And Greg Abbott's office is just like that as well. And I love the fact that you're calling him out for this because that's such an insane thing to put out there, of course, because he knows that's going to, I mean, he's an attorney. He knows what this all means. The fact that he did this is completely insane. And Sarah, I mean, at this point, I mean, it's kind of obviously it's speculation, but do you think these types of errors are just whoopsies, or do you think there's some type of bad intention behind all of this? Because I don't understand how he would put something out there knowing that a court would shut that down.
Yeah, I mean, I love that you asked that, Brianna, because I personally believe that Greg Abbott, you know, who we know has ties to the World Economic Forum, I personally believe Greg Abbott is a plant. I don't believe that Greg Abbott wants the state of Texas to be as conservative as the constituency wants it to be. And I think that Greg Abbott is all hat, no cattle, all bark, no bite when it comes to all of these tweets that he puts out. He wants to sound very, very conservative and very foreboding and, you know, it's final boss energy when in actuality, here's what he does, Brianna. He goes, this is his policy, like this. Thank you for putting that up. He's licking his finger and sticking it in the air. And he's trying to see which way the wind blows. And whichever way the wind blows is what he, in fact, is going to take the position on. And that's why you see him over here. I'm calling him out. That's why you see him saying, today I designated Muslim Brotherhood and CARE on American, CARE, the Council on American Islamic Relations. They're terrorist groups and they can't buy up Texas land. See, I'm in it for you, the conservative. And you have to ask yourself, like, well, Greg, why then did you give in taxpayer money in the state of Texas, $13 million to mosques that have ties to these very same organizations that you claim to be working against? That is just fact. Greg Abbott's office has given grant money upwards of $13 million to a lot of these mosques that have those ties. So if you want to keep that out of the state of Texas, why would you be funding it? These are questions that Greg Abbott does not want to answer. He wants to post the tweet. He wants to feel really good about it and he wants to walk away. But unfortunately, when you have places like Epic City being built in the state of Texas. This is the Muslim, all Muslim, you know, all inclusive compound that one of these mosques is trying to build, and they're inviting foreigners to come and buy up the land. You have to ask yourself, is Greg Abbott actually one of us? Does Greg Abbott actually care about the issues? And I think that if anything, COVID and his terrible, disastrous policies really proved he doesn't care about being conservative at all. He doesn't care about these positions at all. He waits until some of the other heavy hitters make these hard decisions, and then he follows after them and thinks that posting on X about it is going to be a slam dunk. The problem, Brianna, is that there are not enough people who are voting in the primary to actually change things. There are not enough people who actually are awake enough and see this. They read the X post and they think, well, I've got a super duper conservative governor. It's just not the case. And I wish that people would wake up and understand they're doing the tweets on purpose so that you don't look at their actual policy, when in actuality, Greg Abbott just doesn't seem to care much at all about conservative values.
Yeah. And he's running for reelection, which is going to be horrendous. And we need to get someone in there that could actually toss him out, because he's not good for Texas. He's actually been weak on a lot. And, you know, you outlined a lot, obviously. We had, you know, the Congressman, Keith Self on just a few moments ago, where he outlined, you know, he's excited about, obviously, on the state level, we're doing something about the Muslim Brotherhood in CARE. But this feels, Sarah, like it's a little too late, because I got here earlier this year in Texas, and I was shocked to see how quickly these Muslim compounds were able to buy up land and start building up on Texas land. I mean, there's that video that End Wokeness put up in regards to the Plano, Frisco, Irving area, and that whole area itself, which is a small kind of area, but they've been able to build up, I believe it was, what, 48 mosques in the last 2 years, or something around there. And very few people are willing to call it out because they're afraid of doing just that. But Greg Abbott has sat in the chair and has allowed this to happen under his watch and has done nothing. Now he's coming forward and he's all these big name groups, because all of a sudden it's gaining popularity, and you're not being called Islamophobic anymore, because I think most Americans are waking up and realizing these people really don't like us and they want to just buy up our land and conquer us. And so I think a lot of people are waking up. So now it's safe for him. So he's coming out and saying this. But where was Greg Abbott prior to Epic being purchased? Because again, it's not going to be the Muslim Brotherhood and CARE looking to buy up 400 acres in Texas. It's obviously going to be other groups and other individuals who are being funded, maybe, in my opinion, by these groups. And so they're going to find ways to go around this. Where the heck was Greg Abbott when all this first started kicking off?
Exactly right, Brianna. And where the heck was Greg Abbott when the CCP was buying up our farmland and our land right next to very important military bases? That is another thing that has happened here in the state of Texas. You have these military bases that have CCP-linked individuals and entities that are buying up the land around it. And you have to wonder, where the hell was Greg Abbott when this was happening? Where the hell was Greg Abbott, as you point out, when all of these mosques are bringing in, importing all of these foreigners who have completely different values, completely different, you know, religions, and who do not plan to assimilate into this state or into this country? Where has Greg Abbott been? The fact of the matter is, he waits until re-election and then he wants to act big and tough and talk tough. But the problem, Brianna, is that I actually don't think, I mean, listen, anyone who wants to primary Greg Abbott, I don't want to dissuade them from doing so. But as someone whose best friend ran for governor in the state of Texas, the last go around, of course, I'm talking about our mutual friend, Chad Prather, as someone who watched that happen, it just simply isn't going to work for anyone, because they're up against a machine. The war chest that Greg Abbott has, there's just no chance for anyone else. I mean, we literally are held hostage until Greg Abbott decides that he wants to go do something else. Like, I don't know, run for president unsuccessfully again. But until then, it really does feel like a hostage situation that is occurring here in the state of Texas, that we just, as Republican as the constituency is, as conservative as the constituency is, we just have to sit back and wait until Greg Abbott decides that he doesn't want to do this anymore, so that we can actually have a chance at getting someone potentially more conservative in here. And that's just a really sad state of affairs.
No, it really, really is. And we do need someone to try to challenge him. But man, I've only heard the stories of what was happening behind the scenes for Chad. And, you know, he's a great pick to run and be governor. But, man, they really just shut down any of that. And it's vicious. It's a vicious battle. I just, when Greg Abbott announced that he was running again, I was just like, no, leave us alone.
I know.
Leave us alone.
I know. Like, go be a lobbyist or something, right? Like, go do something else. Go be a lobbyist. Go run for president, even though no one really likes you. Like, just go do something else. Leave us alone. Let us be Texas again. That's what I would like. As a born and raised native Texan, let us be Texas again.
Sarah, before you go, I got to ask you, how long do I have to live here before I can start calling myself a Texan? Because I want no affiliation with New York these days. So when do I pay my dues?
We will call you an adopted Texan. After the first year, you will get an adopted Texan card. And then after that, we'll have to talk. You got some litmus tests you have to pass, but I'm quite confident you will pass them with flying colors.
All right. Yeah. I've got to step up my barbecue game too before that litmus test comes around. So, I'll be working on
that. Get yourself a pair of cowboy boots.
Oh, I did. You're going to be proud of me. Okay. They're gold. I just bought them. They just came in yesterday.
Ooh.
I know. I'll send that over to you.
Good.
Sarah Gonzalez, thank you for joining me. Of course, we appreciate you joining the show. Folks, if you haven't done so already, give her a follow on X at Sarah Gonzalez TX. She's a great one to follow. She also confronts those liberal garbage human beings who are running for office here in the state of Texas. People like Jasmine Crockett. The girl's got cojones. So give her a follow on X and even on YouTube. She's available as well as Sarah Gonzalez Unfiltered. I always add the there. It's not there, but I add it in my head. Sarah, thank you. We appreciate your time as always.
Thank you, Brianna.
All right. I want to switch gears up a little bit and give you an update in regards to, sadly, the search for those thousands and thousands of missing children. As many of you guys know, we covered on this show, due to Joe Biden and how horrific his administration was, and this is according to the numbers DHS gave me, over 400,000 migrant children went missing in this country. So, and right now, Tom Homan, the border czar, has the task, and it's a significant task, of finding those children. Well, yesterday in clip 11, he did give an update as to the recovery efforts of finding those missing children. Take a listen.
Even 500,000 children were smuggled in this country, and they lost track of 300,000 of them. You know what President Trump has done? I was with HHS today, Jesse. We already found over 30,000 of these kids. You know, by 3 weeks ago, we're at 24,000. Now we're over 30,000.
Wow.
And we're going to keep working until we find every one of these kids. President Trump's saving lives every day. Most secure border in the history of the nation. Less fentanyl killing Americans. Less sex trafficking on women and children. And we're finding children that Biden administration wasn't even looking for. And we're the bad guys. It's disgusting.
30,000, that's an amazing job. And I hope it continues because there's a lot more kids that are just living in the shadows with horrible things happening to them.
30,000 is a good start, but we are 10 months into this administration, so we'd love to see those numbers up a bit. I mean, I understand it's a difficult task. You know, when I was going through all of this with whistleblowers over at DHS, we were really just flat out annoyed because the Biden administration intentionally took information that they never even vetted. And so a lot of these kids, they're supposed to be at certain addresses. James O'Keefe has done incredible work on this too. They're supposed to be at certain addresses. And when our federal government's showing up to check in on these children, there's nothing there. Not a house. Used to maybe be a mailbox. So they were given wrong information intentionally. And you have to wonder, where are these kids? We've had obviously so many incredible people on this show who wanted to detail all of this for us, telling us that a lot of these kids were used for slave labor. And that's if they're lucky, because other children were used in sex trafficking. And so it's going to be very, very hard to find them. Other kids are probably no longer alive. And that's something that we have to deal with as Americans, that this happened under our watch. And not only under our watch, but the Biden administration, the Biden regime allowed these children to be trafficked in and even assisted these human traffickers and made that possible. These people are criminals. They need to be dragged into criminal court, and they need to be made examples out of. What happened to these children, they'll never recover. And a lot of these kids, too, they didn't even want to be here. Were kidnapped in their home countries, brought across the border. Many, according to the credible reporting of Michael Yon, were raped in the Darien Gap on their way over here, thrown over our border wall like they were nothing as the human smugglers, and just left after throwing the kids over the wall. Hopefully someone finds them. They never gave a damn about these children. Never gave a damn about these children. Now the Trump administration obviously has to go out there and try to find them. But it is an extremely, extremely difficult task to do just that. And a lot of these kids, are MIA because they're given false information. I wanted to give you an update. I know yesterday we spoke about this in clip 12, but just a little bit of an update. Nicki Minaj yesterday spoke at the UN in regards to the Nigerian Christians who are being slaughtered in Nigeria. President Trump bringing attention by just shining a light on the issue. There's been no action as far as we know to get some federal intervention there in Nigeria to save these Christians. But Nicki Minaj yesterday speaking at the UN and thanking the president. Take a listen.
I would like to thank President Trump for prioritizing this issue and for his leadership on the global stage in calling for urgent action to defend Christians in Nigeria, to combat extremism, and to bring a stop to violence against those who simply want to exercise their natural right to freedom of religion or belief.
Yeah, so it's great that she's speaking out on the issue, of course. We look forward to keeping you all obviously updated on all of this. We had an individual who's been covering this heavily on the show yesterday. In case you missed it, go back to band.video and definitely take a look, because again, there's a lot of lies being told in the media in regards to this. And I saw it on Fox and I had a bad feeling that they were lying about it. But they were pretending like the Nigerian government stepping in and saving lives and making arrests, but that's not the case. And they still need our help. And so we continue to spread that message, of course. Again, you could go back to band.video and watch yesterday's show. It was quite the insightful interview. All right, a little bit of a lighter touch. There was a, as many people know, there is a, statistically, there is a proven element where, we'll just say it like this. I'm trying to figure out the nicest, softest way to put it. Those who practice and who live in Islamic states tend to struggle when it comes to finding a wife. And I guess somehow, some way, they're marrying their first cousins, which has led to a lower IQ, many studies proving just that. So those do have a low IQ. It was interesting because I was watching a debate and this clip started circulating online. I wanted to play it for you because it is someone who is trying to defend the fact that a lot, not all, but I think like the statistics in, from Pakistanis alone is when it comes to inbred, there's about a 70% inbred rate. And it's deeply concerning. I think that's specifically in the UK alone. But there's a really, really alarming theme here. Now, many are afraid to highlight just that. But unfortunately, this individual decided to try to defend inbreeding and it didn't go well for him. Take a listen to clip 13.
If IQ is the end all be all, your entire argument is on the basis of IQ. You haven't said, you just say, oh, marrying your cousin, effing your cousin, that is degenerate. On the basis of what? It's not on the basis of your Bible. You just, it's just a degree. Laugh it up.
Imagine having to defend that. Oh, the level of absurdity, Andrew, really putting on a good face in that one. Because I don't even know how you defend that with a straight face. Pretend like this is normal. It is not normal. The rest of us are not barbarians. We do not believe in any of this. We do not act like this. And there's a lot of, obviously, issues regarding IQ and then behavioral issues regarding inbreeding that really do need to be looked at. I remember this viral clip that was going around as well that was detailing the traits of those who are inbred, and obviously causes like just insane thoughts. You are not a rational person. There's no more ability to be able to be a rational person at most of those cases. It's just insane. Why the heck are they even trying to defend this? This is gross. But it's something to look at. Something to continue to call out. So I couldn't even imagine having to defend that. Vile. Folks, if you haven't done so already, head on over to the alexjonesstore.com because for a limited time, we're giving away free flags. Starting today, every order placed will receive a free mystery flag that's going to end on Friday, the 21st. But it's not just that. When you head on over to the alexjonesstore.com, you're also going to get a free $10 that will be given to you at checkout. It's a free store credit. We're just giving that away. So head on over to the store, thealexjonesstore.com. It's a great time to stock up. As you heard from the caller just a couple moments ago, we're selling out on a lot of our popular items. And so if you're looking to stock up and buy Christmas gifts, now is the time. Head on over to thealexjonesstore.com and also become a VIP member. I know so many of you who call into the show talk to me about that all the time. It is an incredible deal. You spend $30 a month, you get $40 in a store credit. And of course, you're helping us stay on air. And also for a limited time, you're purchase over at thealexjonesstore.com gets you an entry into winning a badass Jeep. So head on over to the store, plus $10,000 as well in cash. So head on over to the store right now, thealexjonesstore.com, and Get your Christmas shopping on. You might win $10,000 just for doing that. All right, folks, that does it for me. I'll be back in the chair again tomorrow. In the meantime, the Alex Jones Show.
I do want to tell you about a sale that we've got going on InfoWarsStore.com. I feel like it's been forever since I've plugged InfoWarsStore.com. But let me tell you, folks, I'm plugging it for a good reason, because it is the final batch.
Final batch.
Of two of our most bombshell, widely respected, well-known, and powerful supplements, Ultimate Fish Oil and Bod Ease Turmeric Supplement. And this is a critical moment. If you've been thinking about improving your health, now is the time to act, and not just for the sake of your well-being, but to help keep InfoWars on air as long as possible. For a limited time, we're offering 40% off two of our best-selling products, Ultimate Fish Oil and Bodies Whole Body Support. Our fish oil is packed with essential omega-3s to support your heart, brain, and joints, while our turmeric helps with inflammation and boosts your overall wellness. Both products are powerful tools in your daily health routine. But here's the reality. We at InfoWars could be shut down in the very near future. We need your support right now, and the funds from these sales are critical for keeping the fight going as long as possible. Once the supply is gone, you might not have a chance to restock or even be around to offer these products again. We might not be around to offer these products ever again. 40% off Ultimate Fish Oil, 40% off the Bod Ease Turmeric Supplement. It is a massive discount, and it's your chance now to grab these high-quality supplements while helping us survive. Do not wait. Head to InfoWarsStore.com. Buy now and keep us going. Every purchase helps. Every order makes a difference. And like I said, these could be the final runs of Ultimate Fish Oil and Bod Ease Turmeric Supplement, two of our most powerful and beloved supplements. Please do go get Ultimate Fish Oil today at InfoWarsStore.com. Keep us on the air, in the fight, and keep yourself healthy.
Discover a wide variety of products at InfoWarsStore.com. From shirts, books, hats, survival gear to essential documentaries and supplements, InfoWarsStore.com has got you covered. We have the highest quality at the lowest prices. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and help support the InfoWar.